But I've heard that in drama you have to always take your shoes off.
It's just your weird drama teacher with a foot fetish.
Now, yeah.
That turned out to be Alfie Days.
Everyone just thinks I'm trying to be Jay. But it's like, we've just got a similar accent and the same medical brain condition. You don't think?
No.
Well,
get ready for the Cam Cutkin voice break special.
Yeah. Okay.
It's always when he says something serious as well, isn't it?
Literally, my voice like crypto in it, just up and down.
Right. See, I never like my voice when my voice broke. Yeah, never. I literally got to 13. Yeah, and it was like, oh hello. And then like one day it just dropped and never had like a middle stage. And everyone all the time was going, you still got that cold. And it never went away.
Still got that cold.
Yeah, still got that cold.
So sad. People say that about Rice Gum, don't they? They say he's got a peg on his nose, like he sounds like that all the time.
Yeah.
Fuck Rice Gum.
Peg on his nose.
His voice isn't. It's not high, is it? Is his voice?
I can't remember.
It does sound like he's got a block. It's not high. It sounds like he's got a blocked nose though, like all the time. It sounds like he really needs to like blow his nose.
Yeah, I guess. People like that makes me feel good about my voice. You know?
Yeah.
At least I haven't got like a nasally voice.
Does he still make videos?
Who?
I think he live streams. He does the GTA roleplay pish. I don't think he makes videos anymore. I'm not the best person to ask at the end of the day.
He was everywhere at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was fucking banging.
Well, like, what was it? The diss track?
Yeah.
Hey, all that was mad. That was a weird time of YouTube.
Yeah, I was actually a fan of him back then. Not like fan, but like I was like, oh yeah, these videos are good. I was like, I wish I could be like that, but obviously I don't know. I look back.
Is that when he had like Afro Gum?
We had Afro Gum, that was quite iconic.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the Antisocial Podcast, the most attractive podcast in the world, guys, aren't we? Brought to you by Adrian Flux.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we are joined by who?
We are joined by Lewis, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome, mate.
It's always really frustrating because every time I look at your name, I just want to say Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, the thing is...
Why did your parents call you that?
I don't know. The thing is, yeah, like I had like teachers call me Louis my whole school life, and I just never... I never corrected them.
But surely so Louis like, can be like a nickname for Lewis, can't it?
Like
yeah.
Lou.
Yeah. My family call me Lou. A lot of people call me Lou. And that just cuts out either side. I'm not Louis or I'm Lewis. But if you someone called me Lewis, I wouldn't even like.
Did you not correct your teachers because you were too shy or because you couldn't be arsed?
Probably because I couldn't be arsed. I don't think I was that shy. By like secondary school I wasn't. Primary school I would have just.
Did you look like this in school?
What? Oh, that's nasty. Have you always fucking looked like that?
In what sense? I feel like you have the aesthetic that you'd be like, fuck you, teacher. Call me the way that I identify. But they'd be like, nah.
Oh, now I was a pussy. I was so, so different. I was like so quiet and timid and scared. I don't know what happened to me.
Lockdown.
It was so fucked. Like in school, like... I think, like, when I was in that primary school, I was, like, that shy kid. I would literally stand in the corner and I wouldn't get involved in games. Like,
because straight away when I met you downstairs, I was like, you were just, like, poof, 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 chatty. I was like, oh, get in. I would never expect you to be, like, quiet.
Yeah, like, I completely did a 180. Like, when I was a kid, like, I wouldn't leave my mom. Like, I had, like, attachment issues. I would, like, cry when she left me. I'd follow around. Yeah.
Just want to see. Why are you laughing? You literally have that? Why are you laughing?
What do you mean I have that?
You have mummy issues.
I don't have mummy issues. I literally don't have mummy issues.
You have daddy issues.
That's what I have.
My issue is my mom was lovely. And I just, like, and I think, like...
Me
I
too.
Just...
My driller.
My mom's a nice guy. Like when I was younger, I was so like attached to my mom, and then I went to primary school, and I was just horrified of everything. And then all of a sudden, I got to like year seven, and I don't know what happened. Like I just like
on the top,
I bloomed.
On the topic of moms, can you please tell everybody the story that you were telling us earlier?
Which one?
About your girlfriend and the mom.
Oh yeah, wait. Pretty much. Lewis is dating his mum. That's what.
No, don't date his mum. Not in his
That's
mom.
Not the story.
She's a very lovely lady.
That was the story. He said he loves his mum so much that he's confessed.
Wants to shag her.
Hi, guys. Welcome to it.
Yeah. Wait, it's me dating Melody's mum.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm not dating Melody's mum.
No, that's not what you said.
Not anymore. Yeah, so she put a TikTok up, right? And she has like a thing. Like, she has so many TikToks go viral, right? And like, I didn't even know this had happened, right? She just uploads TikToks and like you just don't see them, right? And so she uploads every day. Sometimes I miss some. And she made a TikTok and it was just like, it was some sort of trend. And it was basically loads of pictures because there's like pictures of me and her mom hugging and stuff. Like we've been drunk and like kissing. No. There's loads of pictures of like me and her mom like hugging and stuff. And she'd mixed them like so well. So there'd be like a picture of me and her. And that like the trend was like, this is something, something. And then there'd be like a picture of me, her and her mom. And then there'd be a picture of just me and her mom. So she really made out like she'd like introduced me into her life and I just took her mom. Anyway, I didn't even know about this, right? I didn't even know about this. And I like, she didn't even tell me nothing. Went viral, right? I'm on like an Instagram live and people are like, I can't believe you're dating Melody's mom. And I just sort of like think like people are weird in my comments. Mm. Yeah. So I was just like, huh, it's funny. And then like, I see some more and I'm like, fuck is going on? Like, and I go online and there's like, fucking, it's got like 300, 400K likes.
So you haven't actually shagged Melody's mom? Is that?
Well, that's not what I said.
Okay.
No. There's no intimate relation. Can we just pick a different topic? Or?
Yeah.
No, we're not dating Melody's. I'm not actually dating Melody's mom. No, she's a lovely woman, but. It's not for me.
It's not for you.
Not your type.
Well, I want to take it back all the way to the start, right? Away from Melody's mum. Before you started shagging that mum.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
When did you, like, start making content? What was it first? What platform?
So, it's really weird, yeah. So, obviously, like, everyone is going to know me from TGF, yeah? Like, yeah. The majority of people. Mm-hmm. I've sort of, like, made my own thing now, but years and years ago, actually, I think I started making YouTube videos when I was, like, 15. And I'm like 24 now. Like, I was literally like,
you're 24?
Yeah.
Thank fucking God.
Why?
They always call me old.
Are you 25 this year?
No.
Yeah, old cunt.
Oh, you're older. Fuck.
Yeah,
sorry, man.
He's half a century. Quarter century this year.
Said yes.
Was it YouTube first then?
Yeah. But like, because TikTok and that didn't really like exist. Mm. So what happened is I made YouTube videos. And it just didn't go anywhere. Like, I think I had a problem. Like, I was so, like, ADHD that I was addicted. Like, things had to happen there and then. And, like, I used to go through stages where, like, I could make some videos, but I didn't get 10 million views and I wasn't a full-time YouTuber. So I'd get disheartened, and which is, like, the worst way to be. Consistency is the most important thing. And I know that now, but back then I'd be like, well, they're not doing well. Then I'd stop. And then I'd come back to it, and then I'd stop. And that happened, like, till I was about 21.
So were you doing it purely to try and get somewhere but not enjoying it?
I think, like, I was enjoying it, but, like, I don't really know what it was. Like, I can't tell you. Like, I just wanted to, like... maybe I did just want people to, like, I'm a very different person. I think I was just very, like, ego-driven. Mm. And I think I wanted people, if people weren't seeing it, it's like, what's the point? Like, what's the point?
Seeking validation.
I must have been, but I don't know why. Like, I had, like, a complete change. Me before 19 was a completely different person. I think, like I said, it was weird. I went from shy to having loads of confidence. I think it went too far. Like, I had so much fucking ego.
Just never stopped.
I don't know who
Yeah,
I don't know who I thought I was.
So did the confidence come from starting YouTube?
Nah, I think it was just, like... The classic, like, I did theatre and stuff in school, and like, I went to, like, a music school and stuff. I hated music then. I didn't do music.
But... We're so like. Yeah, I'm the exact same. I used to do drama in school.
Yeah, and everyone always says it, like, oh, I did drama, and it made me come out of my shell. But, like, I think it did. Like, I think it did.
It genuinely did. Like, I said the exact same. Like, it's strange that you're saying that, because I felt the exact same, that I was, like, super shy and super, like... And then as soon as I left school, I was like, I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. And obviously when you do the content, it helps as well.
I've heard a rumour that in drama, you have to take your shoes off for everything. Is that a thing?
Not just Japan?
That's for dance.
Japan.
Japan?
Yeah.
What?
But then they did that in Japan. Isn't that like a Japanese...
Yeah, they take their shoes off before they go indoors. Into
everywhere.
Japanese ting. Charlie Rock's the quote there.
Yeah. I'm not sure. But I've heard that in drama, you have to always take your shoes off.
That
was just your weird drama teacher with a foot fetish.
Now your pants.
Yeah. We had like a... Now, we had a really nice studio and it was like really bouncy, so it was fun taking your shoes off. Like, we'd do it. It was fun. We'd bounce around.
Oh, okay, so that's, you can confirm them rumours aren't true then?
No, we did take our shoes off.
Oh, you did?
I never did. For like dance, we did. Because I went to like a performing arts school, like it was everything, but I hated music.
Let's stop that. You hated music, but now you do music.
Yeah.
So where did the love for it come back?
I have no idea, because I wanted to do theatre. I always wanted to be an actor and stuff like that. And then I went to college to do like theatre and stuff, like A-level, and I hated it. I thought it was so shit. And then I got a tattoo when I was about 18, and my theatre teacher was like, yeah, it's this little one here. I got a tattoo. My theatre teacher was like, you can't be an actor like if you're going to get tattoos. So I think I just chose tattoos and then just like...
Fucking planet did this blood clot say that you can't be an actor with tattoos?
He was like one of those theatre teachers, you know what I mean? Like, we did like weird shit like in our theatre. You know, like A-level theatre is different to like theatre at school.
Was he thinking you were going to go on Downton Abbey?
Maybe. I don't know, but like that was like that was the thing. He was like, yeah, like you like if you haven't tattoos, you can't be an actor. And I was like, all right, cool. So I just
to be fair,
I think it more just limits your roles, doesn't
it? And it's like, so if you're already famous, and you go into a role, like let's say fucking Zac Efron or something gets loads of tattoos now, they'll cover him because he's worth covering. But let's say I go in for an audition and I've got literally two sleeves of tattoos, and they're gonna go, we could literally spend 2 hours in the morning covering them up, or we could just pick someone else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have anything to, like, I'm not, like...
You really do limit yourself, like, to do that. The thing is, like, if you've got a few inconspicuous tattoos, but you've already kind of said this, like, where the confidence goes too far, then you've kind of gone past the level of tattoos where it's going to be like, you know what, we could probably hide a small smiley, but then his whole arms and legs are covered.
Yeah, I would be.
You couldn't be a monk.
No, yeah. I don't plan on it, to be honest. But
so when that guy said that, what was that, like a kick in the teeth? Yeah,
not specifically. I think, like, after being in that theatre class, I don't think it was necessarily what I wanted anyway. I was just lost. And then I ended up going to uni for film in the end, because I did media and stuff at college, and I went to go for film, and I fell out of love with that as well. So, like, I came out of uni, just, I didn't like film, and I didn't like theatre, and I was just lost.
Would you say you have, like, slight commitment issues to passions?
Oh, definitely. Like, I'm like that. Oh, when I was younger, I would, like, get into something, I would go so hard. I would be like, I would get good at it really obsessed. Quick. And I would just stop.
That's like a hyper-focus thing.
Hyper-focus thing, yeah.
0%, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. It, like, I'm way better at it now, like, managing it. Like, I think it was weird, because when I got into music, which was really late, I was like 22, when I got into music, I did not make music whatsoever.
So how did you get into music then, at 22?
I have no idea. Like, it was just something it's weird, because I started writing lyrics down on, like, a piece of paper, or probably on, like, a Google Drive thing or something, when I was really depressed when I was like 21, 22. And these lyrics, honestly, it's ridiculous.
I was
talking about dying.
Yeah, we wanted to introduce this to you if you want to talk about it. Do you want to?
We'll go from this. I've got an 079 calling me. That can wait. So I guess, like, if we're going to talk about music, we can talk about this now, yeah. So I think kind of where I want to know that you said, like, you started when you were 22. So what are your musical inspirations, so to speak? Have you got any direct ones? Because I was hearing some likeliness between some things. We're listening to something this morning. Cam said slow tie a little bit for you.
Yeah, I thought you sounded like, not like slow tie, but the whole style of it was a bit that kind of thing.
So I went from, like, making rap music to, like, making, like, pop punk music.
Yeah.
And, like, well, it's sort of a bit of both now. Like, I've sort of, like, got rap elements as well. Like, I don't know. But I started making rap music. I used to listen to, like, a lot of 21 Pilots. Mm. Still like them, but... when I started listening to 21 Pilots, I was just depressed, and all their songs about being depressed, and I was like, that's me. That's fucking me. And I was like, and that's so, when I started writing lyrics, it was like, that's who my inspiration was. I was also sad. I'll write sad stuff, so I was just writing, like, just depressing stuff. My first song is deep. It's just weird to listen to.
You released a song on the 26th of March, and it was a song about, I don't know how much you want to go into this, but it was a song about a past relationship you had.
Oh, yeah, my last song that came out.
Tied to you.
Yeah, I think, like, I got so good at writing about sad stuff, but, like, I feel like when you write a song, like, the best things come from, like, the most powerful emotions.
Yeah.
So whether you're, like, extremely happy or extremely sad, like, I have to, like, channel that. And, like, with that was just one of those things that stuck with me. It was just years ago I had a shitty relationship, and, like, it's just nice to make it into, like, a product.
Is it difficult to put your head, like, back in that space? Because obviously you've been through it, and then you have to go back into that, like, headspace where you were in the relationship to write the song.
Yeah, it's weird, because, like, whenever I write songs, like, I couldn't write a song about something that never happened.
Yeah.
Like, I struggle so hard. Like, a lot of people, like, Ed Sheeran will write songs for other people.
Yeah, which
I can't even, like, fathom how he does that. Guy is mad talented. But I, like, with that, like, I don't know, like, it was just like, when I have voice notes of songs, like, it'll just be, like, in the shower, and me going, and then, like, I'll just have a few lyrics. And I don't know, it's quite, I'm way past that now. But you're right, yeah, putting yourself back into it, not necessarily really. I think I was all right doing it, to be fair.
Do you look for, when you look for the lyrics, we'll talk about some of the meaning, but when you trying to write a song, do you look for your melody first? Or do you just write lyrics? Like, for me personally, I write lyrics, then I try and fit a melody around it.
So mine's like, I usually, when I come up with, like, a little bit of a melody, I usually have, like, a few little lyrics, like, in my head. Like, so I'll have, like, a little voice note, and it'll be like, when with the last song, it was like, you'll see, like, a voice note, and I'm in the shower, and I'll be like, with the shower in the background, and, like, that, I'll just go from there, but I'll leave that then. And then I'll just come back to it when I'm, like, ready to properly sit down. But, like, I always know what the song's going to be about.
Okay.
Like, straight away from those lyrics, because I'm usually like, it just comes from something that's happened to me. But with the last one, like, it's a shitty situation, but it's nice to, like, turn it into something that's positive.
Yeah, you were saying,
you know,
at least I can make money off it.
Yeah, at least I can make money off it. That's exactly what I said. Yeah, it's like, she was a horrible person, and it was a really shitty time. And, like, but now I'm not there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would never have been, I wasn't even writing music when that happened.
How old were you when you were in that relationship?
Like 19.
Oh, so that was around the time you were talking about when you were sat?
Yeah, like, so it was mad. So I went to university and I was sort of like lost and whatever. And then when I was at university, my best friend killed himself while I was at uni. And it was about, when did you start uni? Like September-ish.
Yeah.
So this was January. This happened. It was a few days after my birthday. Mm-hmm. So like my best friend killed himself. My whole life just switched. Like my whole, like.
When was
like,
your birthday?
8th of January. Okay. And his was like the, I think he died on the 12th. Yeah, it would have been. That's literally on my arm. He died on the 12th. And like, I completely changed as a person. Like, it just changed me. Like, I had no ego left.
It does. It like brings you down back to ground, doesn't it? Like, it just proper like breaks you down.
Yeah, like, I think I needed to be broken down to like build myself to where, like, because I'm so happy with who I am as a person now. Mm. Like, I'm so, so like proud of like myself. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But mate, it was rough. Like, I just came back and I didn't even think it affected me to start with. Mm. Like, I was like, oh, like
a denial kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I think I was like, oh, now he's in like a better place and this. And how I justified it was like, when, if you have a friend and they get hit by a car, that wasn't their choice. Like, that got completely taken away from them, do you know what I mean? But if someone's, like, is generally in that place and they kill themselves, obviously it's not the best thing to do. Like, there's way better options than doing that. But there's some sort of, like, there was some sort of comfort in me of knowing, like, he wanted that. At that time, that's what he wanted. Whether it was the best decision and whether he could have got out of it, like, there was some peace of mind. But I think I was using that to cover up how I was feeling about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so was that your initial reaction?
Yeah, my initial reaction. So I, like, obviously bawled my eyes out, cried for a couple of days. And then I sort of put that wall up. And it was just like, oh, but, like, you know, he wanted it. And, like, do you know what I mean? I was like, I find some peace in that. And which I still, to a degree, agree with. But I just did that for like a year, and a year later, like, it just hit me. It was honestly like a year I put it off.
It's
for.
Because initially you kind of everything, you kind of justify it, don't you?
Yeah.
You kind of think, oh, well, it happened because of this. This is why it's okay. This is why it's okay. But then when, like, you say a year later, then that's where kind of you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then you'll just be sitting one day and then it's just like, it just hits you, doesn't it?
It's just when you feel like sometimes it's completely accessible. You could like justify it for whatever means that you've said already. And then say, for example, something, it could be the smallest of things and you'd be like, okay. So this has just happened, and then you think, oh, I'm just going to text them or I'll see them. And then you're like,
yeah,
I went for minded like that. And you're like, oh, shit.
My thing was like, I realized because I had a girlfriend at the time that he died. And we sort of broke up through, like, because I had shit going on. Like, it was just like, it was a bit rough for me. Like, we sort of drifted apart. I broke up with her, I think. But it came to like a year later, and I found myself missing her. And this was really bizarre. And like, I just had this feeling come back. And then I started feeling bad for, then I started missing him. I just had this mad breakdown. I was like, I'm feeling these feelings from like a year ago because everything sort of happened at once. Mm-hmm. It was really bizarre, but I had this like moment where I realized that when I was 19 and like even younger than 18, 17, I was just an asshole. And like, I hated, like, I can't even think about who I was. Like, it's so weird. It's hard to explain, but like, I was just addicted to so many people, like so many girls, so many even like friends and stuff. I was just an ass. Mm. And I sat there this one night and I literally drafted, I messaged like, maybe 5 or 6 ex-girlfriends. And it was like, just for my own peace of mind. And that every message started with like, I don't expect you to reply to this. I was like, I just want to let you know. And like, I just explained, I would apologize for everything I did. It was more to get it off my chest. And a few replied. And the girl that I was seeing at the time, she was like, honestly, she's like, you were going through shit. I'd seen messages of how I spoke to her. And it wasn't like, I was never like aggressive or mean. And I was never like, what's the word?
Just like abusive or
I was never like, I was never like that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't really care. And I was just very self-absorbed. Mm-hmm. And like, I just never really cared about it. When I see texts that I sent her, and I was just like, it was the equivalent, like, it wasn't that blunt, but it was equivalent of like, she'd be like, oh, I've had a shitty day. I'm like, well, my friend's dead. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, who the fuck says
you
that?
You toxic little bastard.
Bro, yeah. It was awful. I was literally disregarding that she'd had a bad day because my day was worse.
Yeah.
But like, who am I to say that my day was worse? And like, it just changed me. And like, took me a while to sort of build up from that, but like it was mad. Like, I can't even put myself in the headspace of that person.
So is this when you were talking about how eventually it just broke you down, then you built yourself up as a new person?
Yeah, and I just it's like building yourself up when you're a little bit older as well. Like it's like you're a bit more together of yourself. Do you know what I mean? So like from like 21 onwards, like I was just me building on who I've become really. So like that's the most confident I've ever felt. I probably had more ego back then. I probably thought I was more confident, but I wasn't. I was so insecure.
It's delusional confidence, though, which is
100%.
Like, but 100%. You do need that kind of stuff like to grow.
Mm.
And the person that you were then obviously isn't the person that you are now, which is...
I'd be not.
But I want to take like these kind of things and bring it back to the music part. So You've got a few, well, quite a few songs, actually, to be fair. For someone who started music when you were 22, you've actually got quite a few songs on your discography.
Yeah.
I hate that word so much.
And it's such an awkward word.
It's so ugly, isn't it? Discography. All right, so I've got here that you've got quite an eclectic mix between like song, or your most recent one, Tied to You, and Green. So yes. Just why, like, is it like a journey that you've taken from, you said that you started with like with raps.
Yeah, yeah,
I can really see that, whereas now it's kind of tying in. Is there a reason for this?
So my thing is, I think, because I got into lyrics first.
Yes.
So it all comes from lyrics, and like the best lyrics and the most clever lyrics are in rap music. Like there's a lot of clever lyrics in other music, but it's all in rap music, those clever like lyrical.
Because you can
like,
get things. 15 times the amount.
Yeah,
in
exactly,
the song.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think I just naturally progressed into rap music because of the lyrics. And like I couldn't really sing. Like, well, I thought I couldn't sing. I didn't know it was something you could learn. So I just started making rap music. I don't even listen to rap music, bro. Like, I don't. I was putting it out and, like, I would, like, listen to it back. And I would, like, once, I would post it and I would never listen to it again. And I kept doing that with, like, my rap music. And, like, Green, I don't mind that song. And I don't mind a lot of rap music. But I was making it and I'd release it. And then, like, that was it. And I'd go back and I would listen to, like, I don't know, just I'd listen to like old school pop punk music, like proper like skateboard shit.
But I really think that suits like not only the aesthetic, but also like the kind of the sound. I feel like it really does.
So many people said that, you know.
So many people said you've got the same arc as like Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what's weird? Like he's one of the reasons I did that, because like in my head, and I don't know what I thought was going on, but like I thought, oh, I make rap music now. I can't change. I had that in my head, but like I had like, I don't know, like 2,000 monthly listeners. Like, I was like, if I'm going to change, it's now. And Machine Gun Kelly releasing that music, I was like, fuck, like, he's changed and he's like 10 years into a music career.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck. So I'd be lying if I said I didn't completely copy what he did. I was like, I want to make that music as well. Because it's music I already listened to. I'm like skateboarding and stuff. And I was like, mad. And then I literally just went to my friend's house and I was like, I want to make a pop punk track, like, rather than a rap track. And he was like, all right. And that was the reaction. And we released it. And like, the reaction was so much different. Like, I feel like the rap music's all right. Like, lyrically, it's all right, but like you said, maybe it just wasn't me. Like, people weren't connecting with it.
I don't think it's not you. I just think that it's not like I speak very honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's you can tell the difference between 2020, like the song back then, and then the most recent release, where when you release music and stuff, like it's going to be like a journey and you're going to try and find your sound. And I feel like you were releasing songs before you had found your sound.
100%,
you
know?
And whilst they've got some more here that's coming, but you can see that you're trying to say a lot in these songs, which is great. Like the message and the vision is class. But when you're talking to me about how rap music and stuff, like they've got the best lyrics. So in Tied to You, that you've got, I can get the message, what you're coming across. But then when you have like the breakdown, the bit where you start rapping, then I'm like, oh shit, she hit him. Kind of thing. I was just like, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But whereas before you're kind of alluding to the fact of like abuse, like there's a line that you've got when you just say that you're pretty much like I'm no good to you. But basically that you weren't, you're not good without them. Like you need
that
person.
I can't even remember the lyric.
I mean, I will find it.
What is it? Like a genius video.
I know I'm better off without you, but I'm no good on my own.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know I'm better off without you, but you're no good on my own.
Yeah.
And I just thought, shit, fair enough. Like,
yeah.
I can relate. Like, I can relate to those lyrics. And there's a lot of things inside of that song where you talk about, it's like an unreciprocated energy between a person.
Yeah.
And I feel like you probably would not only tap into other people's minds, but you're also talking about your own experience.
Yeah, it's, you know? It's crazy. I think that was the best thing about, like, what I was going to say is completely switch, like, the reception from these newer songs. I feel like it gives people, like, rap music is a lot of good lyrics, but people struggle to connect with them sometimes because they're so quick, the lyrics gone. Whereas, like, I had, like, from the first song was also about a bad relationship. And, like, from the first song, I've got people messaging me being like, oh, my God, like, I relate to this. Like, oh, my God, I feel the same. And the reception was mad.
And how does that make
you
feel?
So much different. It, like, I felt like people were appreciating the music for once and not just, like, good song.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my God, this reminded me of this, this is this, this is this. And I'm like, I'm making those songs that people remember that remind them of other things. And I was like, that's mad. Like, you're tapping into people's brains, like,
and it's better
their own memories.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
It's better for, like, a community as well. You're going to get so much more, like, dedicated viewers that'll come back if you keep, like, showing, like, situations they've related to.
That's what I think. And I think my thing as well with, like, my one thing I decided to do when I was, like, 21, rather than, like, it was... was like never lie, whether that was to myself or to anyone else. Like, because I think I did a lot of lying. like a lot to myself. You know what I mean? Like, it was just lying that I was confident. And I wasn't. I was so insecure, bro. I'd get a parting in my hair, bro, in the wind, and I'd be like, "Oh my god, I got a big forehead. Oh my god, I'm sweating, bro, through my t-shirt." and then I'm coming off like this confident person. I was lying to everyone. Yeah. I've lost track of where we were.
Where was I going from?
Having like a fan base and that. Is that what you're saying? People connecting to music. How did I get to that? How did I go back? I've completely lost my train of thought.
You're loving life. Go, it's fine. It's ADHD.
Yeah.
I just blipped. I just lost.
You were talking about
now,
how
you know, my ping is gone.
You said you never wanted to lie because you lied a lot.
That's where I was going. So I never wanted to lie. So I was always just be honest. Bro. And the same with my music. Mm-hmm. I was like the same thing. Like, I don't want to lie about these things. Like, tied to you, it was like, I don't want to have this thing in my head where I'm like, oh, like, I don't want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, let's talk about it. And like the same, like with that tied to you, I was like, this happened. Other people are going through this. Why is like, well, there is people talking about it now, but
of course,
like it's not an approachable conversation topic of conversation. But so many people message me about tied to you. Like, I had a guy who was actually a close friend. Well, not that close. We're like internet friends, but he messaged me and he reached out and like he's in a very like open like online relationship. All of their content's like together and stuff like that. And he messaged me. He's like she's like that, to me. And I was like, fuck, man. Like, and I was just giving him like, all the advice I can. Like, called him for hours. But like, this is someone that like I knew. I didn't tell me these things, but then like I released a song and even my close friend is like coming to me and being like, this happens to me. Mm. Like, it opens conversation for so many things, and it's crazy, man. Like, that's so important.
I think maybe for your own sake, but also like releasing that song, that it's something that could be quite cathartic because you feel like it's something that it's like a release of pressure. It's like your story.
Yeah.
You put it in an art form. Then it's definitely a nice feeling probably for you to realise that you aren't alone in that fact, that there's actually a lot of other people. Like, when I say to you, like, I relate to a lot of stuff that's in that song.
Yeah.
And then I know that there's a lot of other people that do relate to that.
Yeah.
There's so many lyrics and so many moments in that song, which I'm just like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
It's one of those things, like,
also, fair enough.
Yeah, like, as a guy, like, you just, like, to admit, it's different nowadays. And, like, obviously, like, it's coming from me now. It's completely different. But, like, even still, like, to say that you got hit by your girlfriend was, like, and, like, she never, like, beat me up or anything. It was just, like, rather than use her words, she would, like, hit me. And, like, then what can you say to that? Like, you have to be quiet, don't you?
Mm.
Like, I think, and it just silences you, and that's the worst bit.
What I loved about it, though, is that until the breakdown, it was where it was brought to light about physicality. Mm. A lot of it just seemed like a lot of mental torture that you'd been through.
Yeah, that was what it was more.
Which is what I was just like, wow. You were very vulnerable in that song. Mm. But it's also it put into like a pop punk kind of.
Yeah.
Fuck you. It's getting at me.
I always think it's a talent that you can like. So you know how you were feeling in that moment?
Yeah.
How you can make the audience feel in a song how you were feeling. Do you know what I mean? Because that's a difficult skill. You can tell people, but it's like, can you make them feel how you were feeling when they listen to the song? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I think what I love like about songs is when like someone uses like an example of something that's like, you're not just describing like, she hurt me. It's like you relate it to something else. Like one of the lyrics is like, I'd run through glass to fill your lips and you wouldn't lean in for the kiss.
Yeah.
And like, it's not just saying like, oh, I do more than you do. It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you run through glass to someone and then you stood there and they wouldn't even lean in for the rest of the kiss. Like, it's like to put it into like a, what's the word?
Unreciprocated.
No, the word for like something that just, is it a simile?
Simile or metaphor?
Metaphor. That's the word. Yeah, like to put things in metaphors. I love that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's what's.
That verse was fucking sick though. Cause the one about, like an unreciprocated kiss, and the line that was before that as well. Because I was listening, I was just like, that was also very fucking good.
Like, yeah, like
the whole playthrough.
I think, like, because the start of it was like, I'd drive for hours to get to you, you wouldn't walk across the room.
That was
I'd run through glass to fill your lips, you wouldn't lean in for the kiss. And it's like, it's not just saying, like, you don't do that. It's like, it's like these feelings that, like, people have felt, like, oh my God, like, with this relationship, I was like that, like, I would have done that, I would have done that.
100%.
Like, you know what I mean? It's describing the feeling, but not just, like, on a surface level. Like, you've gone deeper. This is what it feels like you're doing. It feels like you're running through glass.
And you know,
do you know what I mean?
You know what I did love about that as well? It's not a guilt trip saying, like, oh, I do all of this for you and you don't do it back. It's how you feel in the personal moment, which is what I really thought was clever about this, because for someone who's in a relationship that is like that, as you've been through, when you love someone like that, or you feel like you love someone like that, and you want to really show them your love and your affection, you will do the most. It's not doing what they ask you to do. Yeah. It's going out of your way to make sure that you are being the best man that you can be for that person.
Yeah.
And then when none of that energy is ever returned back to you, it always hurts, because you're like, I would
literally walk across like fire for you kind of thing. And then you would literally probably just watch me do that.
It was like, it was always like, and then like, I just felt like with that situation, it's just, it's so weird because to feel like you're doing everything and someone just like, yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, it's passive.
Yeah, it's so bad. And like, it gets in so in your head, like, because now I'm so strong-willed, and it sounds weird to say, because now I'd be like, yo, fuck off.
But yeah.
I would, back then, like, she would be like, she'd go out on like a Saturday night. But like, it sounds so weird, but like, I wasn't allowed to go out on Saturday nights because she didn't trust me. So like, I would stay at home and she would go out, and then like, she would come home. And then that was it. Like, I would just be waiting in the house.
That's
and
strange.
Somehow in my head, you were like,
this is all right.
I was like, ah, makes sense. But like, we could go out, but it, only if she was there. Like, I could go out if we went out as like a group of friends, like, but she was there. But like, the whole night, so, like, honestly, if I like looked anywhere else, it was
extreme
so bad.
Controls.
So bad. Yeah. And then like, usually I would just end up like, we would just end up going home early. And like, my friends would be like, come on, man. Like, and I had this friend called Corey at the time. And, should I mention his name? Yeah, it's all right. Yeah,
you can bleep it if you want.
No, it'll be all right. And I had him at the time, and like, we would literally, I would be like, about to go out, and she'd be like, yeah, it's fine. Like, you can go out. Like, you can go out and see him. And I'd be like, all right.
As if you'd have to ask her.
Yeah. And but like, she would like be like, yeah, it's fine. And he'd be like, I'm outside. And then she'd just start an argument. Like,
with him?
No, with me.
Oh. But every she'd walk time, out, fuck you!
Like, and I've got,
not on the drive!
And I'd be messaging him. I'd literally be sending him messages like, just 5 minutes, bro. Just give me 5 more minutes, and I'd be there in an hour. And I don't know what they were even about, but it was just like the fact that like it wasn't.
No, because she'd say it'd be so okay, weird. But then that she'll find a reason to argue with you for something like that.
It was so bizarre. Yeah. So bizarre.
The worst type people, the people that just search for arguments for no reason. It's like
no, but it's the ultimate manipulation though. That it's like it's not the way that it is. Is it's so hard to like think about how, because my mind doesn't work like that. But you can. Once you're out of it, you can kind of see is that, no, it's fine, everything's cool, and then you're just like, oh, all clear, I'm just going to go out. But then something will happen because the energy somehow shifted, then suddenly there's going to be an argument that's been made, because but for no reason. Like, but you're not starting it, but there is something to argue about.
And then,
do you get me?
Yeah, and because you're like, because I'm like trying to, I'm just like trying to be a good person, I'm like staying to try and resolve the argument. And if I leave, I'm then the bad person.
Yeah.
Because like, she's like, this needs resolving and you're just going to walk out. But it's like, no.
It's like putting it back on you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And I don't know how you've made this my fault, but now it's my fault. And like, if I don't fix it, I walk away and then you'll go, you always fucking walk out. And I'm just like, I don't.
You
like,
always I need walk to, out.
Like, and then it'll be like, honestly, it'll be like an hour and it would happen over and over again.
That's awful.
Speaking about walking out and anger, I want to talk to you about Late.
Yes.
First thing, what do you think about that song?
Don't mind it. We did it in like 2 hours. Obviously, I don't like, I'm not a huge fan of like
overproduction.
My rap music.
Okay.
To be fair. But that was just quite a simple one that we just put out, really. I didn't think there was too much thought into that one. That was just sort of like, in terms of lyrically, that was just sort of like me, like with obviously like, with like the TGF thing, that just boosted everything I did before. Like, obviously, like, those guys just literally saved my life. Like, that literally just boosted everything I was doing. And it's mad because I've been doing this stuff for so long, and like you do YouTube and stuff like that, and everyone's like, "Oh, you can't do this!" Like, "Oh, YouTube, like music, oh, you're not going to do this." And then like all of a sudden, people are listening to me, and whether it was like a boost or not, I'm not going to lie that like that's the reason that like, it's getting the streams. Like, it's keeping them is what I'm trying to do. But they gave me this huge boost, and like all your friends come like running back, and they're just like all this. And late was just like me being like, "I want to be on James Corden," and that's what it started.
Yeah.
Like that's where I want to get to, like to the point where like James Corden's inviting me on, and that's what the whole song was basically about. But.
I just got angry energy from the song. Like for you, like there's a part of it where you said you have to block me when I pop off. And I'm just like, why so aggressive?
Okay, there was like a lot of people that I knew. I'm from Telford. Like, there's just a lot of people that are so snaky, and like they'll just like they think I'm dumb. Because you've got these people, like even people that were close to me, these are like people that were really close to me, and they're like messaging me, and it's just slightly different energy, and like I just know, like just saying how are you a bit more, but it's like you didn't do that before.
Since you blew up.
Yeah, and it's so annoying, like it's almost insulting that you think I'm that dumb, and I think that's where the anger comes from. It's like oh, how you doing? Oh, do you want to hang out? And it's like
it's a small talk.
Yeah,
it's a small talk that gets
honestly,
to me. It's like just get to the point. Like hey, how are you? I'm like. Good, what do you want? Like, what, just like...
What, you selling bracelets or something?
I would put out my story. I wouldn't fucking mind it.
Urban scheme.
Like, I've had people come to me and just be like, look, I'm looking for a favour, I can do that. Like, I respect that a lot more than people that just, like, do the small talk before. I'm
can't
like, fuck
be
off.
Like, we're not friends. I've got a guy, And like he'll post, like, we were friends like 4 years ago, and like we literally fell out, and he'll post pictures on his Instagram every time a memory comes up and be like, remember this? I'm not gonna lie, there's about 40 messages I haven't replied to, and he'll tag me in stories constantly, and it's like, what are you trying to achieve here?
Get the message.
A lot of like that song, and there was a few lyrics in Green, were about that kind of like that guy and people that are like him. Like, it just pissed me off. Mm. I think that's what it was.
So do you kind of pride yourself on relatability? Because obviously we spoke about Tied to You, and then for me, in Late, it's also like with all your songs, like you said, you're speaking about like your own truth and stuff, but is relatability something that you really try to aim for with your lyrics, or is it mainly just like what you want to do?
I think like I'm a human being, so I think I'm a human being, and I think just like I pride myself in honesty, and there's relatability and honesty, like you, like no one's, I think it's the same with like where the way that I think all sort of social media should go is this just like raw honesty. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you should hold anything back.
I think they're the people that are winning right now.
Yeah, the people that are going to continue are the people that are themselves. Like, you had like the initial start of like YouTube was like these vlogs and stuff, and like these people doing vlogs, and it was all so fake when you look back at it. It's like fake happiness and fake days, and like, oh, we do this, we do that, and like you get, and like where are they all now? Like, because
in the pantry.
Yeah, but it's like these people that are carrying on are the people that were true to themselves, and they're honest, and they're like, they're who they are, and they're making what they really wanted to make, because you can see that, like,
and then their audience grows up with them rather than like grow out them.
Yeah. Because you haven't, so like look at Morgs, for example, he's switched now, hasn't he? Like, he's trying to like be like the real Morgs, because like he's been pretending for so long. How tiring that must be. That's not him. That's not even someone he likes.
I think that's why there's like an outburst of like podcasts, because you get to see people for like who they actually are, because you can't fake who you are on a podcast so long.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Tired.
Yeah, you're so tired. But I think that's the reason why like podcast clips blow up. But anyway, I wanted to take it back when you were saying there at the start about Jay and Ramel, how they've helped you so much.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people watching, they'll be interested. How did you first get involved with them?
So do you want like the long version or?
Yeah, give us the long version.
Give us the clip.
So like when welcome to the clip, guys. when I went to uni, when I was at uni, I was on about. So like I had no friends at uni. I hated it, right? I hated everyone there, right? I was on a film course and everyone was coming from like doing English and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like they taught me just everything I knew that I did in like BTEC media, yeah.
Yeah,
it was awful. So like I had like maybe like two friends, right? And the one guy, he straight away was like energetic, came to me, and like we got on like straight away, like really, really good friends. And he was like, oh, like I'm friends with these guys back home when they make videos. I was like, oh, what are they called? They're like, oh, TGF. And I was like, oh, mad. Like, that's so sick. So he introduced me to them. I think they had like 10K, something like that.
10K?
Yeah. So they had like, I don't know if it was about 10K. It was under 100K. It was like a really small amount. And they showed me them and I was interested straight away. I've always been a bit like that, but not on camera. Like, you know, from like skateboarding and stuff. As they were just like, they were just being like nutty kids, like nutty teenagers, like on camera. I was like, this is sick. And like he was always talking about him. He's like, oh yeah, like I was talking to him yesterday, like always like bigging himself up as he was friends with him. He had like 3K on YouTube, and me had been doing YouTube at this point for like 5 years and had about 500 subscribers. I was like, oh my God, this guy's famous. Like he's fucking doing it. Yeah. Right? So I was like looking up to this guy so much, right? He had a clothing brand, he had a YouTube channel. I was like, fucking hell, this is insane. So.
And that turned out to be Alpha Days.
Yeah, really nice guy. he was really nice to me. He got on really well. Took photos for his like clothing brand, everything, like he's like helping me like make YouTube videos, like we made one for my channel. It was sick. And then my friend died. I went off uni, come back, and like I walked in, like he hadn't texted me the whole time, like he knew it happened, like I'd been away for like 3 weeks, hadn't messaged me asking me if I was fine. I was like, this guy's like one of my best mates, like, what the fuck? Like, so then I come back to uni and he's like hanging out with like maybe like 5 or 6 people that he used to just like rinse. Like he's just like took the piss out of. I was like, that's so bizarre, like whatever. And I was like, you're right, man. And he like looked at me and looked away. And I was like, what the fuck? That's the weirdest shit ever. Like texting me, never replied. And he never spoke to me again. And it was the weirdest energy, bro. I don't know what it was. It was like, soon as I was like, I have no idea. He messaged me like a few weeks after that to take more photos for his clothing brand. And like, I had like barely any friends, so I was like, oh yeah, like we'll do it. So like I did it again. And then like he didn't speak to me after it. And I was like, I think he just wanted to use whatever he could from me. And then, it was so bizarre. And then he never spoke to me again. But obviously I was watching TGF from then.
Yeah.
that was it, really. Like, I was just confused. Like, this guy was, like, one of my closest friends. I still don't know what... It was the most bizarre shit. Like,
oh, you've never heard it from him since?
Nah. Such an asshole. Like, what a prick. Like, your mate's friend dies and you just, like, decide to not be friends with him.
Do you regret not just going, like... What's it? Because for me, like, I'm the type of person that, like, want an answer. I'd be like, I'd confront and be like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
why
it was
like
so strange. And I had, like, a friend that I went to uni with, and he started being friends with him, and I know that he used to, like, talk shit about me and stuff, and I'm like, this is the most...
What's his name and address? Should we roll up?
Yeah, like, I'm down.
Charlie, you look like, we look like the least intimidating people to roll up.
Yeah, I think we'd get there and we'd look at his house
bro,
and be like,
no, maybe we should roll really close and go... Say angry words,
yeah.
And then roll up.
We'll shout out the window.
We'll chef a man
in a really fast car.
Should we just talk about it inside?
I can't even drive.
we won't even roll down the window. We'll just shout it from inside the car. Fuck you.
Well, we'll think it.
Yeah, we'll
loudly.
We'll think about it.
I mean, the fact is that if we're going to drive there, that might be a good thing.
Yeah, how would we drive there?
I don't know. I think we just roll straight into it very quickly. It's just with Adrian Flux, to be honest with you, mate.
Oh, they'll fix our cars. No.
Yep. Hello, welcome to The Integration. Thank you, Adrian Flux, for sponsoring this podcast again. We love the people at Adrian Flux. Basically, if you haven't heard of these people before, these people will save you money on your next car insurance. They're great for young drivers, where they have policies such as black box policies. If you're versed in driving, or if you're not, don't worry, because one of these policies can literally half your current plan or your new plan. If you want to see if you can save money on your next car insurance, literally take you 2 minutes. You can do it whilst you're listening to this integration right now in a brand new tab. All you need to do is click the first link in the description. And there's a website which you'll go to, and Adrian Flux will tell you if you can save money on your car insurance. So thank you, Adrian Flux, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you, baby.
Yeah, so like, I went back home, dropped out of uni after that first year. Never really spoke to him again. Just thought that guy's an asshole, whatever. Like, I didn't really need, like you said about answer. Yeah. I don't care. Like, she don't want to be friends with me. That's all right. It was just a bit odd. Like, we were so close. There's pictures of us on Instagram drinking together. It's so bizarre.
Is that a guy who posts pictures now?
No, I wish it was.
Oh, mate, look at this memory. Yeah,
but it was so bizarre. And anyway, so I went back home, started around jobs, worked at like trampoline parks, went back to like restaurants, just dotting about, and then got really bad into drugs. I think that was something to do with like just me being sad. I just got really into drugs for like 2 years, like mad. I was having like withdrawals. I ended up in hospital, like having like brain zaps. It was the maddest shit. But I got like deep onto it, and then I was like, I need to go traveling. Like, I need to get away from these drugs. So I took like the money that I had from this job, and I was like, I'm gone. And I went away for like a few months. Just went to like Budapest, like Gran Canaria. Stayed there for ages. Like, just got away from it all, really. And I was in Hungary, and I was in this hostel. I was like £2,000 into like an overdraft, and I was like into like a student overdraft because I was definitely a student. And I was like £2,000 into this, I wasn't for like HMRC and that. But yeah, I'm looking at this overdraft, and like, I'm like, I don't have a job. And like, I've got enough money to get home. Like, I'm here for like another week. So I messaged like my manager for when I was like 16, like one of my first jobs. I was like, oh, I don't suppose you got any jobs. She's like, yeah, you can start tomorrow. And I was like, well, I can't, I'm in Hungary, but like, I'll start next week. And she was like, yeah. And I went back to this waiting job. And literally about 2-3 days after I started, Jay came in. Turns out he ate there quite a lot.
Okay.
And Jay came in. And like, at this point, I wasn't really watching TGF that much. Like, I loved them to pieces, like, when I watched them, but I wasn't like a super fan or anything. I just like, just enjoyed their content when it came up. Uh-huh. And Jay came in, and I can't remember what the conversation started. I was just like, I asked him if he knew this guy, because I assumed they were still friends.
You're really bothered about this fucking guy.
So
I have to fucking fuck
this guy.
Maybe I am coming across like that, but I really don't care about him. Like, it's laughable now.
Yeah.
But like,
bothered you at the time.
Oh, yeah. So bad. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Really, it was
Which
so
is,
bad.
You're just reenacting that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know him?
I hate him. I actually do hate him. But we so Jay come in, and I just said, like, I assume they were still friends. I was like, oh, you know this guy? And he was like, yeah, man. He was like, fucking asshole. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think he's an asshole too. And he goes, how do you know him? And I told him like the same story I just told you. And he's like, what a prick? He's like, what a fucking ass. He's like, oh, let me follow you on Instagram. Like, that'll piss him off. Because remember when you had activity on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, let me follow you on Instagram. Like, well, that'll piss him off. He's like, we should do a video sometime. And that was it. And I was like, yeah.
So you became friends to piss him off.
Basically.
This guy is like the creator of like everything.
But I, yeah, basically, he fucked up. And then he ended up being like one of the best things that ever happened to me. But like, that's why it's laughable.
Song about that.
But like, Jay came in and said that. He was like, we should make a video sometime. So I told him I made YouTube videos, but they were shit. And he was like, yeah, that's cool. And like, just keep going. Like, consistency is key. And then we didn't speak, like, replied to a couple of stories and stuff. Like, had like brief conversations for like a year. I didn't really speak. So I was working at this restaurant.
How many subs was he on when he came in? Like,
oh, this was like two, when is this? Start of like 20, end of 2019.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. So they were on like over five mil at this point. Right, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. And like, Jay had said that, just said that to me, and we just sort of like reasonably kept in contact. And then the new year, that New Year's Eve, he like sent me like these huge messages, bro, like just being like, you just gotta keep going, man, like keep making content, like giving me like loads and loads of advice. He didn't have any reason to do that. He didn't know me at all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like he replied to like a story of mine, and like we just got talking then. And then out of nowhere, about a year later, I was in a really low place. I was like, because I'd always said, like, everyone was like, what do you want to do after this job? And I was like, oh, nah, this is the last job now. I'll be famous after this. Like, sort of in jest, hoping it happened, as if I was speaking it into the world. And I'd say that the whole year I worked there, I was like, this is my last job now. I'll be famous after this. Don't worry. Like, just in jest, like, joking. I was making YouTube videos. Like, I'd started making a, like, made a few TikToks, but nothing serious. If anything, I'd lost, like, my love for making YouTube videos. I was just really bored of it. Mm-hmm. I was like, guess it's a normal job for me then. And then Jay messaged me one night saying, what are you up to? And like, that was bizarre, because like, it's you fucking Jay.
Some fucking booty call.
Yeah,
yeah.
What are you up to, baby?
What are you up to? Like, I've got a free house.
Parents out.
And he texted me, he was like, what are you up to? And I was like, I'm just at work. And he goes, still at ZZ's. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, haha, not for long. And I was like, what? And then he just didn't reply. And I was like, fuck. And then I was like,
that is a fuckboy text.
I was like, I finished work at like 9. He was like, yeah, I'll pick you up. And I was like, all right. Literally, he picked me up after work, and then I didn't never went back to my job. Like, he was just like,
what,
just,
did he abduct you?
Yep. He won't let me home. Please help me.
He's actually here to help.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, come work for us. Like, you can just help us out with whatever we need help with. Because wait, now I know what had happened is they put out like a tweet saying, like, you can apply, like, we want editors, cameramen, this, mm-hmm. and this, and they were putting like together staff. And they were basically sat in a room looking through these not auditions, what they call, like a...
Applications.
And they were like, we can't do this because, like, having someone to come in, that's just, like, a random person doesn't feel right because they're such a tight-knit group.
When was this, by the way?
This is, like, end of 2019, like, November time-ish.
I think I'm... No, James Painter.
Yes, yeah,
I think he was making, like, a big spreadsheet.
That's what he's doing,
and everyone
yeah.
was up, yeah, and I remember this time. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were all sat in this room, and then James was like they're like, we haven't found anyone out of all of this. He was like, Jay, do you not know anyone? Jay was like, I know someone. And then he just left the room.
And why is he so mysterious? And
he's so cracked.
The thing is, Jay works in absolute. It's like, nah, this is happening now. Let's do this here. Let's do this now. Like, yeah. He's just like he's on it. Like yeah. The guy just knows what he's doing. He's like, this is going to work. Let's do that. And it's like, so he just left, and it turns out it was to message me. He picked me up, and I literally never went back to my job. And like since then, like I sort of like stayed in secret for a while, because then he did that hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
And I like went in undercover with like the camera, because obviously no one knew who I was. And then everyone after it was like, that was you. And I was pretending to be a vlogger. I was in Birmingham on my own going, what's up, guys? We're here at the hide and seek.
Oh, shit, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, we're here at the TGF hide and seek. And I literally went there. I drove there at like 5 a.m. because people were going there early to find out where they hid. Like that, we went on like a mission to hide them at like midnight. And like I turned up at like 5 a.m., slept in my car till about 8. And then I went around. I just found some random people in childish hoodies. And I was like, yo, can I like come with you guys? I'm trying to find Jay and Ramel. And they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they still to this day comment on my videos sometimes being like, I still can't believe it. But like, I was just vlogging like the whole day.
So when Jay picked you up right at that moment after, how were you like feeling? Were you like, oh shit, is this it?
Yeah, like it was mad. Cause like, obviously like I went back in. I was like, I think I cried, you know.
Did you?
Yeah, like I think I was like that because I was like so sad, and I was like, I've just got this like opportunity to like just
life change.
Yeah, like completely life changed. And I was like, this is fucked up. This doesn't happen in real life. Yeah.
What was your living situation at the time? Were you living with your
family? I still live with mom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I was just sad, like, and then this came along, and it
now
was
you're
like,
happy
what the hell is
mom,
going on? I love my mom's a bit.
I was saying to Charlie earlier, it like reminds us of the situation I had with a group called XO.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where you're the, like, how many members TGF got? Like, actual TGF, is it like?
It's like, well, it's like Jay and Ramel are like the main two. Then there's like me, Phelan, and Luke.
Yeah.
And then there's like editors and cameramen.
So
and
you were like a late entry into TGF.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Like, I was a late entry XO. So I wanted to ask you, because I think I relate with you on this.
Yeah.
Were you worried about you coming into the whole, since they're so close-knit, were you worried about what people would say? Like, oh, like, fuck this guy.
Oh, I got rinsed online.
Yeah.
But really? The thing is, like, when you come into something like that, like, especially, like, TGF is a cult following. Like, it's a cult following. And, like, you come in, and the thing is, this is what I always got. I used to get this on, like, videos back in, like, 2018, whatever, 19, like, back then, like, 2018, 17. Everyone would come on videos, like, you're just pretending to be Jay.
Yeah.
And I would get this so often, right? But it just turned out we were just really similar people. Like, we still are really similar people, right? And, like, so everyone just thinks I'm trying to be Jay. But it's like, we've just got a similar accent and the same medical brain condition. That's not like a, like, that's not like, but I just get rinsed because everyone's like, I still get it to this day, like, not as, nowhere near as much, but, like, you're just trying to be Jay. But when we started...
It's annoying, isn't it?
When I first came into a TGF video, we had the same fucking haircut, right? With, like, blonde on top, brown on the sides, everyone. And so the words BTEC Jay Swingler came up, and they just haunted my comments for ages. And, like, people came round to me, but it's the same with everything. And, like, now people, like, are fine, like...
So how did it feel at the start when you joined and all these comments? Because I know what that's like. Surely it gets to you a little bit.
If that would have happened to me in, like... 2015, I would have cried.
Yeah.
But, like, I really can't tell you it bothered me. I've had, like, a few before moments where, like, I'll... Because I'm quite good at, like, adjusting my thought process. So if I was like, oh, fuck, what the fuck, why do I think that? Straight away, I'll, like, adjust and I'll be like, there's no reason to think that. Do you know what I mean? I've got quite good at that. So, like, I'm, like, combating the feelings. So I never really bothered me, to be honest. I'm sort of like, a lot of it was just, is going to be jealousy because it's, like, such a blessing of a situation to be definitely. In. I got, like, whether it was luck or fate or whatever you call it, a bizarre set of circumstances, like, I've just been offered this, that, like, you've got, like, 6 million TGF fans that would literally kill me to be in that position. Like, they would literally tear me.
Quite literally, they would...
They would literally kill me.
So you were, like, overly overwhelmed to even care about, like, them commenting.
Yeah, it was like...
You were like, this opportunity's great, I don't give a fuck. Like, obviously that's going to come...
Yeah. I was like...
The positives were outweighing the negatives. 100%.
Like, so much that's, like, it's, like, pointless, you know what I mean? Like, that's the dumbest thing ever. Like,
it comes with every job.
I think the good thing you've had is that you started YouTube 2015.
Yeah.
So you've had, like, a whole journey before this. It didn't just happen in your first
year. Like, you built up your skin before it.
Yeah, and the thing is like, I'm like, I just literally never even made 1,000 subs, bro. And I even look back now and they weren't even bad videos. I don't know. I just wasn't promoting myself. Like, I just didn't stay consistent. It was my own fault, really. I never even, like, did very well. But, like, I used to get rinsed. I did. It's sick.
But you were quite confident in, I'm sure, at the start when you first came in. You weren't, like, quiet, were you?
Oh, like, today? You mean,
no,
or?
So when you first joined TGF and you were in the videos.
Oh, I was cushy then. I was, like, well into myself by then. But, like, I've just, like, I'd sort of found who I was by then. So that's what I mean. Like, I think... If you'd have caught me at the wrong time, those comments would have literally fucked me up. Yeah. But, like, I knew who I was, and I was so, like, okay with who I was. Like, these comments are not going to affect me whatsoever. Mm.
Yeah, because I'm, like, an avid watcher of TGF. I've watched, like, a lot of the videos, and you... If you're a new person, I would expect you, like, maybe he's, like, quite quiet at the start, you know, and then you build yourself up. Straight away, you were fucking headbutting shit.
Yeah, that was straight away.
Like, and I was just thinking, you must have, like, this, like, supreme confidence or not giving a fuck that you're going to headbutt something, you don't care what fucking... John, in the comments has to say.
I think, like, when you are around that energy, like, you, like, match people's energy, like, and when you're around, like, Jay's energy when he's in video mode, you can't not be like, you'd be headbutting shit. Like, so the first time I ever met him, we were, like, flying drones at each other. Like, It was just the most bizarre shit. Like, it was just full on straight in. But, like, when you're around that energy, like, all of them are just, like, so... We were just so good friends straight away.
See, I feel like I'd be like that because you just get embarrassed by me so easily in public. I do stuff and they go...
No, because you're like, when you're disrespectful of waitresses and waiters, that's when
you are. Calling them babe is just funny. You know what I mean?
It's not just that. There's other things where you're disrespectful.
Don't make it like a cunt to people.
No. You're not rude.
Yeah, don't make it like I'm rude. I just try.
No, you're not rude. No, he's not rude. He's a bellend. Like, it's different.
He's like, you're not rude.
Even then, I do the same kind of thing, like, to waitresses and waiters and stuff.
I do it just because it's funny and people get really embarrassed by it. Okay.
So you mean like, because I'll say love you every time I leave the McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
Every time I go to McDonald's drive-thru, I'll say love you.
Do you know what's brilliant? See, if you add on sweetheart or just baby, sweet cheeks, something to the end, they just throws them off and I love it. Like, because I don't care, so I thrive with embarrassing them too.
I love that.
I don't care if they get embarrassed.
I just think, why are you doing this?
Yeah, so many times you put your head...
Because I'm thinking, why are you doing this? Because I would look at them straight in the eye and just be an idiot as well.
You'd be embarrassed. Like, I don't get embarrassed, so when I see other people get embarrassed because...
Look at his face. Look what you're doing to him.
Okay, exactly. Doesn't bother me.
No, it kills us inside.
But imagine this, yeah? You've got four people... that are not embarrassed by you. They're egging you on and they're doing worse than you. So now you're like, it's toxic.
They don't even egg me on. The worst things,
I will not talk about a lot, like some of them, yeah, but the worst things that I've seen us do are not on camera. Like, oh my God, we've been up to some shit. But it's just like, we're just like, even in a room, like, I've got like videos, like we went skiing like last, just before COVID, like last, yeah, it would have been last year now. Oh. And like, I've just got videos of us like Jay drunk, like holding a log, like dancing on a fit. Like, it just gets weird.
Crazy
like,
night.
Things get picked up, things get thrown. Like, it's we like filled a bathtub with takeaway once. But like,
why? Why?
Not on camera. We just
just for a laugh.
What takeaway was it?
It was like loads of different takeaways. I was like Chinese. There was like vegan pizzas. It stunk, and vegan. It was my hotel room as well.
What did it
and
look I had to like sleep. A mixture it. Of at the end.
Vomit. It looked like vomit. It looked like it'd been eaten twice already. It was vile, and it was my hotel room, and I had to literally get towels out of the hotel room. Close the bathroom door and then put towels at the bottom of the thing to stop it smelling so bad because I was heaving in my sleep.
Why can't you get rid of it? Where's it? Where did it go? Did you just leave it there?
Nah, we cleaned it up. We cleaned it up, but like it would stained it, bro. It was in the molecules of the.
The molecules,
bro. It's disgusting.
You changed the DNA of the.
Bro,
bath.
I got up and the bathtub had walked out. The bathtub had gone. It had grown fucking fungus and walked out. It was disgusting. It changed colours. It was tie dye when I woke up.
Tie dye.
Fucking disgusting.
Like his shirt.
It was.
It looked like this.
Oh my god, it was horrible. Yeah, but we cleaned it up.
That's
yeah. But then the hotel room closed. The whole hotel closed. So I don't know if it's because of that.
But I think it's always best being surrounded by that energy, just people that don't care, people that don't just...
Yeah.
It rubs off on you well, because it's like, if someone is also the exact... It works the exact opposite way. If someone's in a bad mood or someone's like overly like on edge, it makes you like that. So when no one cares, the energy really rubs off and it becomes...
And you've got these people that are like... And like, they've definitely like... You know who you are, but when you like don't have to ever go back to like a work scenario and put a uniform on, you become like who you should really be, because you never have to like wear clothes you don't want
to
wear.
You don't have to fake your personality.
Yeah, you don't have to like do this. You don't have to like take my nails off. I'd go to work and I would take my nails off because I couldn't work at a restaurant, and then I'd do them for the weekend or like for the Saturday, and then like and stuff like that. When you never have to keep doing that, like you truly become like who you are. And these people, like Jay and Ramel, I think one of the biggest misconceptions is like, oh, these like dumb kids. They are the smartest people, bro.
Yeah, all of them are.
They are so, so intelligent.
That's what I really respect about like your whole group, is that a lot of YouTubers and a lot of people like are like, oh, I'm not going to say that. Oh, I need it. Like, I don't want this in my message. Or like very like I can't have this. Or very like, it, like they'll say they don't give a fuck, but really they do. Whereas yous actually are just living your lives, and yous are just kind of, do you know what I mean?
I think the only way that like you really combat that like cancel culture that gets a lot of people is like I was saying about being yourself. If you're always like that, you don't get caught off guard. If you're this perfect picture that you've painted,
literally,
this amazing, oh my God, look how pristine I am, and then you say something slightly out of place, it shocks people. Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. Whereas if you always say dumb shit,
people
another dumb
surprised.
No. And like the thing is, like there's like, as long as I've always had this thing, like I know I'm not an asshole. I know my views are good. I'm not racist, not homophobic, all this, and I know that. So no matter what I say, you're not gonna make me. You're not going to convince me I'm like homophobic because
you know
I said
are,
something slightly wrong. Like that doesn't mean I'm. You're not going to make it like I'm homophobic because I've said a comment. Like because I know I'm not. And like a TGF like embody that. Like we're all like so nice people. Everyone's like solid. No one's like offensive in any way. So these jokes, like they're just jokes. Yeah. And you know that like to their core, they're lovely people.
Yeah.
And people know that they give away so much money and they do all these like giveaways and all this type of stuff just out of their own pocket. Like they'll always do like giveaways. Jay just gives away £1,000 on Instagram sometimes, on Twitter sometimes. Like
Cam is looking for a PS5.
Yeah, like
just to get one.
Jay, if you're watching.
But like they're just like so such nice people. So these jokes, like everyone knows their jokes, and that they've created such a good fan base.
Yeah.
Like over the years of people that like
they've got the most elite fan base.
Yeah, it's insane. Like because you can get away with anything because they know who they are. The that fans know who they are. Yeah. The jokes are just jokes. They're never going to take someone off guard or something.
I'd say Mikkel's probably a close second. Or NDL is fucking strong.
Yeah.
NDL's strong. Like they are, especially as you just kind of experiment with.
I think because they're so new as well. Like it's such like it's like happened so quick that like they're all such active members.
And it's such an easy thing to get behind. Just NDL. It's just fucking letters.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why TGF's got it as well. Maybe it's a three letter thing.
KSI. Oh my god.
Welcome back to ESP, guys. ESP.
Can we get ASP in the comments,
BBC?
Please?
BBC.
There's something in it, you know.
The KKK.
Maybe that's
a moment. Yeah,
that's why I changed my name to Lou on Spotify. You know what I mean?
L-O-U.
Yeah.
I think that's actually, you make such an important point about having like the same kind of behaviours, because I was speaking to someone earlier this week and I said, I find it very, it's quite peak actually, that say, for example, like this cancel culture stuff that does occur and does happen. For me, like, I personally, now my approach and my attitude towards it is that like you simply cannot be cancelled if you just don't care enough. Like people who want to jump on you will forget after a couple of days anyway. You know, like I did a video recently with Ethan, and I,
basically alluded to just mocking Rice Gum for probably about 10 seconds of the video.
Yeah.
And then I did a whole other video, just literally fit that in to clickbait it. But his fans just went in on me, like, in. Yeah. And I don't care. I just didn't care. But they were, like, trying to say, like, it was Asian hate.
Okay, yeah,
no, but I didn't. This time, like, when I say to you, like, when I literally just sat there and I, like, laughed. But people were trying to say that, like, because I used to do kung fu when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
But people were saying, oh, you only taught him how to do kung fu because he's Asian. I was like, no. I was just like, just no. It's just, people say stop Asian hate. I was just what the hell are you on about?
That's what I said about, like, knowing you're not, like, you know you're not racist. Not even remotely. It shouldn't matter. Like, I don't think you can possibly be, like, cancelled for, like, a comment, right?
Yeah.
I think you can be cancelled for, like, who you are. Like, if you are genuinely racist.
Eyelash.
Isn't it?
Yeah. See, because the comments that bother me as well.
You're already here.
Whenever, like when people say you're this, you're that, it doesn't bother me.
Sorry, we just had a romantic moment.
Oh, no, because I was saying when people say them comments, they're like, oh, you're this, you're that, you know what you are. But it's when people come for you as a person, it's a bit different. Like, people can cancel me or get upset for me for jokes, it doesn't bother me. It's when they come for me as a person, I'm like, you don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think you can and should be sort of like, I guess cancelled is a bad word, but like, do I think you should have a platform? Some people should, no. But I don't think that's necessarily cancelled. I think if you're an asshole, yeah, and you're just a prick, and you're a prick to the people around you, and you're not a nice person, like, there is people like that who have platforms.
Oh, so many.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm not saying go and cancel these people, but it's like, if you make a joke and you know you're not homophobic and you make a joke by accident, like, that doesn't make you homophobic. If someone's actually homophobic, like fuck you, kind of thing.
You end up cancelling yourself, though. But point that I was going to make was that I feel like people who actually try to show the best example and also try to fight for the most, like, equality and all these kind of things. Those kind of people genuinely, as, like, knight in shining armor, like, people who are online, if that's genuinely their intention, not necessarily being performative, those people are the first people to get cancelled if they say something slightly.
It's such bullshit. So my thing is, like, I'm trying to find a fine line right now, and I have, like, recently, it's like, because, like, I like to advocate for a lot of things, like, do you know what I mean? Like gender fluidity and like all this type of stuff. Like, I've never been a masculine guy or type of stuff. And I want to put that out there and be like, it's okay to be like this. Because I get a lot of comments of it like, oh, like, I paint my nails because of you. Like, oh, I started wearing pink because of you. All this type of stuff.
You posted an Instagram picture and you said, fuck toxic masculinity.
But the problem is like, you run the risk of becoming like one of those people that's like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
So you have to keep it authentic. Like, don't preach about things that you genuinely don't. If you don't care about it, don't. I'm not saying you have to be like I'm against homophobia and like that's one of the things like I'll like try and combat. But like if it's not personal to me, like it doesn't mean I'm homophobic because I don't want to preach about it. And like people get so caught up in like trying to attack everything.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, there's just people and you look at their Instagram stories and like you don't actually care about these things.
Yeah.
You want people to think you care about these things.
That's performative.
That's the difference.
Yeah, it's influencers that think they're helping the world by putting like two things on their stories. It's like,
what happens is because you've been doing this for 10 days straight about 10 different things that like we know you don't really care about. You're stopping people listening.
We know it's bullshit. You know it's bullshit.
Yeah. So like, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not saying
just be honest. Just be like, yeah, I'm just spreading the word. Whatever. Don't fucking just try bullshit. Like, you know, oh, my fucking grandfather was 1/8 for this. This means a lot to me. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing.
The thing is, yeah, my personal attitude is that like, obviously, you know that that's the thing, but I wouldn't. I was like, do you really care that much? But then now I just see it. So it's like, okay, spread your awareness and move kind of thing. But at the end of the day, it's just like, it's social media, it's an echo chamber, it's only going to go out to their demographic. If you're going to sit there and be like, oh, fuck, then you're just wasting your energy on it. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not even saying, like, don't, like, share that type of stuff, but it's like, there is those people that, like, you're making it about you somehow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've got these people, it's like, okay, like, you share something about, like, something that's happening in the world, like, you share it out, like, you spread that awareness. Yeah. That's fine. Like, I completely appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's things that we wouldn't know about if it wasn't for social media. Use that power.
Yeah,
when you've got 10 stories and, like, you're talking about other people and then they attack other people. Oh, why aren't you sharing this? Oh, your favourite influencers don't support this. They're all cunts. It's like, you don't fucking care either.
Yeah.
Don't come with me that fucking bullshit.
You don't care. You don't care.
Back off.
It's so annoying.
I shared 3 more petitions than you. It's like, fuck off.
So transparent, bro. Transparent.
What's that?
Agreement.
Oh, you read me.
Yeah, no, as in, you know, when the whole BLM stuff was happening, I had signed quite a few petitions, whether they made a difference. I hope they did. But then I did some donation stuff, but privately. Like, I didn't have to put it all over my story. Mm-hmm. And some people were just like, have you actually donated anything? And I was just like, yes, I just didn't put that post this amount online. Didn't have to put it on my story that I gave this money to this charity for that, just so that you could be happy that I've potentially helped pay someone else.
Yeah, and it's not even like they're making it about them. So it's like, it's not even like, oh, I'm sharing this because I care about it. Now it's like, you're not doing it. Look what I'm doing.
Mm.
And it's like, have you made this about you? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Anyway, I would like to talk to you a little bit more about your music.
Yeah.
In the form of a small game, if that's all right.
That's a game.
You. Yeah. Okay. So lads, basically what I've done is, no looking.
It's
no, it's matched the lyric to the song. So I'm going to read you in spoken word, and you're going to have to tell me what song it is. I'm not going to sing
it.
Wait,
is this his own songs?
Yeah, his own songs.
Well, that truly fucking knows
it. Fucking hope so. Yeah, he said he wasn't that good at it, but then he was actually like going through them. So maybe you're actually not that.
Maybe
great.
I do actually know my own songs.
Okay. All right. The first one is the best.
What?
Version of me is just hungry, so damn hungry.
Kidding.
Mm, what is that about? I'm starving. It finished off.
What, that lyric or the song?
Yeah. The best version of me is hungry, so damn hungry, I'm starving.
Thank you, hungry,
the man. Whole song is it? Yeah, I was just so
just
so
really
hungry,
wanted that bro. That takeaway that was in the.
Yeah,
in
yeah. The I wrote it because like, it was like, that was just after like the TGF thing started, and it was like, I always used to say to people, since about 13, I was like, oh, I'm going to like make some for myself kind of thing, like that old like classic thing. I always just be like, I used to go to mum and be like, I'll be famous one day. And she'd go, I know. And that was it. And everyone would be like, what for? And I'd be like, I don't know yet. And it's weird because I couldn't have known that because it was a TGF is what like did it. But I always used to say that. It was like, just a bizarre little thing I always used to say. And like the main lyrics of that song is, I said I won it and you went and said I didn't. So I went and told him that I'd show you in a minute. I told him I'd show up. I wasn't kidding. Did you think I was kidding? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you're going to kill this game. Like,
I was joking.
Like, did you think I was joking kind of thing?
Yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah.
Number two. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get four. If you get 4 out of 4, you get a kiss from Yoshi. Okay.
Right. He's a comedian, by the way. He has comedian
herpes. Oh my god, same. Fucking hell. So you're safe. All right. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't wear those. Go take them back.
Boys in Pink.
Yeah. Now talk to us about that because I feel like that's actually on topic of what we were just talking about.
Yeah, that song was Boys just about like toxic masculinity. Yeah. To be fair, in general, like I just. Like, since I was young, I never really, like, accepted it. I, like, when I was younger, I was quite feminine. I grew up with, like, 13 girl mates in my street, yeah, and, like, we would, like, play, what? Like...
You got siblings?
Yeah, I've got one sister. Well, I've got one sister and two brothers now, but back then I only had one sister, so I had, like, a sister and, like, a mom. My dad was, like, worked quite long hours, and then I was just hung around loads of girls. So I just was naturally quite feminine how it was, like... We'd play kitchens and whatever else. And I'd go to school and they'd be like, you want to play football? I'd be like, yeah, what the fuck? and then it was straight away like, you're gay. Like, that was it. Like, you're gay. Or like, yeah, probably, slur versions of that.
I probably should have knew I was bi when I used to want to play families in the playgrounds.
Yeah. Like, but that's the type of stuff I enjoyed. Like, doing little drama plays and stuff like that. And then I go to school and everyone playing football and I'm like,
When I did drama acting in school, I was like, I'm the only straight person here. And then looking back at it, I was like, it makes so much more sense. I wasn't. I was like, I'm the only normal one.
You were the straightest person in that room.
I was, bro.
Fuck hell, that must have been a gay room like that.
There wasn't much guys in drama, to be fair. They were either like gay people or like school shooter vibes.
Oh yeah. Oh no,
you know the best kind of room.
You know exactly what I mean. It's like the emo kids have also always got a monster on them.
Yeah.
I hated that noise. I wasn't looking. I was
and
like,
they'll always be like, I didn't sleep last night, and you go, okay.
And they really get it. They really get into character. Yeah. And they were never ever interested in drama. Never, like they didn't care about
their
the drama.
Their life was just drama. That was it.
Yeah, that one was just about toxic masculinity. Really, yeah. I think I grew up and I was like, you always got called like. I'm to my friends, I'm always the gayest straight guy they know. I'm like, that's just me. That's my brand.
Mm.
But like, I always just grew up and I just was like scared of you. You're scared of like looking feminine because like, oh, you might be gay. As if that was some sort of like, I was the worst thing in school.
Yeah.
If you were gonna be gay, oh my god, like what the heck? You were so scared of it.
I kind of relate to it. Like, I'm kind of looking quite Barry Brexit right now. Before Sidemen ruined my hair, I was probably quite. Less tatted, zero tatted. But the kind of like aesthetic, like I vibe with that kind of stuff a lot. But my dad was always just like, oh, it's fake and feminine. Like, you know, like when I got my nose pierced and he just didn't talk to me, kind of stuff like that. Where I'm just like, why? And my mum was just like, I don't get it. I feel like you're just trying to do something. Like, my mum still supports it. She doesn't really care. But my dad was just like, you are being gay for no reason. I'm just like, I like vagina.
See, like, I was the opposite. Like, I grew up, like, my mum would like, my mum dyed my hair for me when I was like 7, 8 years old.
Really? That's goals.
Yeah. My mum like used to bleach my hair. I've always bleached my hair, like, literally constantly because I just don't like brown hair. But like, my mum dyed my hair back then. It's all right, just don't look at me. But I always bleached my hair and stuff, and I got like loads of piercings, and then like it just like, yeah, just got out of control. But yeah, you're right, everyone like thinks you're doing it for like a reason. Everyone seems to think I've got like an agenda. Yeah,
fucking someone in my life, someone went, did it make you as different as you think you'd be? And I went, I just like the colour pink, mate. What the fuck do you mean? Like, I was thinking I was going to become some fucking demon overlord.
But you were going to start floating.
I was like, I just like the colour pink. And I went in his profile and he had long hair and a beard. Like,
demon overlord.
The bisexual fucking overlord.
Bye, man.
He had the longest hair and he was like that. I was like, you look like a fucking Viking for a trust fund, mate.
The Viking of the trust fund. Right, number three. This one's kind of cute. I'm looking at the boy.
No, the lyrics to his own songs.
Oh yeah, trust me. You get some absolute rascals sometimes. They write their song. Anyway, it's more of a talking point. You can talk about it after. I remember myself getting butterflies. How could I compete with the other guys?
Fuck me up, kind of love.
Nice. Now, what's that about? That thing.
That was about, like, actually, it didn't even become a relationship, but it was like a relationship, like right before lockdown.
Mm.
And
this song seems like infatuation, like pure infatuation.
It was like, I was like in love with her, and when she like broke it off and she like went with like another guy and like it all got out, and it was like two different people, to be fair, like in like the same night at like a party and all this like mad stuff. And this was way before lockdown. It actually was, I'm not lying, because of...
Yeah.
It actually was before lockdown.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, oh, it's all right then. No, it actually was before lockdown.
Support bubble.
Yeah, sorry, my support bubble. No, this was before lockdown, and she just left, and like it slipped me back into, like, I started drinking, like, did drugs again, like, not heavily, but I just slipped, and, like, I just felt myself, like, I was just getting fucked up constantly, and, like, it's that fuck-me-up kind of love, like, when she left, like, it fucked me up kind of thing, and that whole song's about that, like, just me being in love with a person that I clearly wasn't... So right for her.
More of like an intimate like question, like a bit deeper. So with like ADHD, what you have with like hyperfocus, and sometimes like I don't know exactly what it is, but like a symptom of it would be like, I'm trying to think of the exact word, but it's like more intense emotions. So like it's like one way towards this, one way towards that.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself easily falling in love with people?
Yeah, so quick. Yeah. And like there's a lot that I learned about like how I act and how I am in relationships through like ADHD. Like it's so surprising how like if anyone's got it, like Google ADHD in relationships, it's crazy how clear it is for your mind.
See, I see TikToks about it all the time being like ADHD in relationships, and I'm like, yeah, but it is also kind of vague to the point where like that could also apply to any relationship. Yeah. Like I'm on the fence between, but it does.
There is some like
so
there
much.
Is such good there's some such good articles I like got like into like got so deep into like makes you understand like how you why you're feeling certain things. But I'm like I know I love you in like the first few days. Like I'm like straight away because I can read people as well. I'm quite good at reading.
For me,
people.
It's like a light switch. It goes like 0 to 100. Like, yeah, it just happens.
I think like I'll know straight away. Like I'm quite good at reading people, and like I just straight away I'm like that's it. It's time. We're in love. But like this one was like probably like a month or so. I knew, but like it was like for maybe a month or 2 months, and then it got cut off, and I was sad about it. So I wrote a song.
Read me.
What?
Read me.
No. I wouldn't say that on the podcast. I know what you're thinking.
So naughty. All right.
Is that 3 out of 3 so far?
That's 3 out of 3.
Yeah.
That's the final one. Yeah.
Take Bradley Walsh on the chase.
Yeah, can we have a drum heartbeat? Roll. I went. Tum, tum.
That was really good.
Yeah,
you like that. I'm tired of you.
That was legit.
Yeah, we know that one.
I love that song so much. It's fucking class.
Thank you, bro.
I've got
a song coming out next week as well.
I was just about to mention the 28th of May.
Yeah. And I've got a feature from someone who is like signed to a label and stuff.
KSI.
Low Pete.
Now, Younger One, have you heard of him? Yeah. No, did a song with Jay.
Yeah,
well.
He's involved with like Jay, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got like millions of monthly listeners and that, like. But yeah, it's just a pretty big deal.
A good little collab.
Yeah, it's so fun. And I like, we made friends. I know him in real life and that.
Can you give us an insight of like what that song is about?
That song is not as deep as those ones. That song's about like just kind of like living while you're young kind of thing.
Having
I kind of
fun.
Wanted to, yeah. Well, it's more just getting fucked up, really. Like, that is the lyrics. Like, I just, like, I think people take their youth too seriously and try and, like, make some, like, just have fun, man, and, like, go out and just get fucked up.
That's probably my biggest, like, not regret, but, like, think something I wish I, like, I told, like, younger me. I've got a lot of regrets.
That's a fucking that sounds
like,
depressing.
I wish I, like, just told younger myself just not to give as much. Like,
bro, you're 21?
Like, yeah.
Literally,
no,
bro.
No, I mean, like, me and school.
You sound like you're retired.
To not care as much as I did then. Like, I was so paranoid and anxious over what people thought about me.
Obviously. Yeah, like, there's something about, like, go out, like, you know, get probably drunk and, like, go on road trips and have picnics and have girlfriends and...
I need to learn how to drive, so I don't want to do that.
I saw the music video you were on set for, was it, you post on your Instagram, was it yesterday?
Yeah. So we just, like, for that day, what we did is we just, like, lived and we recorded it. So, like, we got up and, like, we went to, like, this waterfalls. Waterfalls in Wales. Like, we live near Wales.
It looked class, the set.
Yeah, it was mad. And then we just got drunk and, like, we filmed it. We just got absolutely mangled.
It's bad.
A business.
Business expense, all that cobos, yeah.
And we sort of like try to just embody what the song's about, which is just how we still live a little bit. But yeah, like just going out and just vibing like.
Is the music video out on the 28th as well?
It's out the Sunday after. The song's out on the Friday and the music video's out on the Sunday, yeah.
Okay, so
pre-save it. Do you want to put the pre-save link down below?
Yeah, if you want.
Everybody, pre-save it right now.
Pre-save that or you're a pussy.
Still young.
One thing that I was wanting to ask, because we're speaking about downstairs, and we do this every time, don't we? We speak about stuff downstairs and we go, podcast, save it for the podcast, but we're just talking about your tattoos, and I just want to know, because I always love asking people, like, your favourite tattoo, your least favourite, the most stupid one.
Let's do one at a time.
Yeah, of course. What's your favourite one in your whole body? I don't know if you've got any under your top, obviously.
What do these ones mean?
I have. Oh, it says stay different.
Stay different.
I don't know. I got one. I hated that one. I've still got it.
What?
Yeah, what do these mean? That was like quite self-explanatory.
Yeah. Well,
to be fair, that helped me because it's upside down. I couldn't read it.
Yeah. Well, and if I lose an arm, if I lose a limb, I'm fucked. The tattoos make no sense. But it says just stay different. I don't know. It's always something favorite? I sort of like. No. Who that? Did you just ask?
No, I was just saying
what. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I don't really know.
Favorite tat, bro.
I've got. Surely there's one that's favorites. Like, to be fair, I like this. This is quite a new one. I've got a smile under here.
I like
here.
That one.
But I think like I've always been quite like a smiley person, and I think the first time you see my face is me with a smile and a smile underneath it, and I just thought that was quite cool.
That is cool.
And my mom, like, she's like been funny about tattoos every like.
Oh.
Not super funny. She's been like fine with them, but like when I got that one, she like looked at me and she was like, "Oh, I like that one." I was like. Fuck is wrong with you? You sure?
What was that one?
Which one's there?
See, this is so hard. I'm just gonna just take a quick picture.
Take a picture.
This is my camera has gone weird. Oh,
yo, I don't.
Why is it
me on the toilet?
this one.
Yeah.
What's that? So that's my initials over the top of each other. So in my book, when I was in my English book and stuff, I was just like writing my initials, and I was just like, that's gonna be my signature. It wasn't, but it's like an LA and a W over the top of each other, and I got it on my hand as well, but then I got it on my neck because. I ran out of ideas, clearly, but I just got. I've always liked it. Yeah.
Can you tell people what you do when you're drunk, like with your?
I just tell myself.
He does a lot of bad things.
I've done a lot of naughty things.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh god, what do you know?
But no.
Well.
I just tattooed myself. Yeah,
you got yourself a tattoo gun, didn't you?
I got myself a tattoo gun. It was actually the one like I don't know if you. There's a TGF video and it was off-roading.
Yeah,
it's actually that gun. And I like messaged Jay at the start of lockdown. I was like, I need to borrow that because I need some tattoos. So,
how much did
I start tattooing myself? The tattoo gun was like £100 or something. Like that.
To be fair, you're saving money.
Yeah. Are you good at art? Like, I'm shit. So mine's the golf.
Oh no! Look at that.
That's way better than I do.
Do you want to put my dick away?
Yeah, I'm not terrible at art, but like, I want this leg. I'm just gonna fill this leg with just shit. I want to make a TikTok actually tomorrow and be like, top comment.
I've not seen. Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to get top comment on that fucking TikTok.
There's a guy that's been doing it. Like, he does, like, top comment. He tattoos himself every single day. He's been doing
That's where I got that idea. I stole that. Yeah.
He's been doing it, like, 40 days in a row now. He's probably going to regret it at the end of the year, but still.
Yeah, I'd see, like, everyone always said, like, there was always a thing, like, what if you regret them? And it's like, if I do, there's nothing I can do about it. So it doesn't really matter. Because I'll get over it. But, like, my...
And you're going to die, so...
The only tattoo I, like, kind of, like, regret... Like, I think I'd still have it, but like this one here is like a film clapperboard.
Yeah.
And I got it when I started like uni, but it's such a funny story.
Oh my god! Like a film studio, you're like.
Well, I'm here.
It was a big
film studio.
So like all mine are like related to like well most of them like a lot of them some are just patterns but a lot of them are just like related to like things that happen like tiny little bits.
Yeah.
But like I started film at uni, so I was like, all right, that'll go on like the sketchbook that is my life. These guys were coming in with like tattoos. It was uni, everyone was getting tattoos, and I was like, these mad tattoos. And I was like, where are you getting these guys? And they were like, oh, it's down the road, like next to the shop. And I was like, mad. I saw like three or four people and they were like all going to the tattoo studio and they were sick tattoos and I was like, man, I need to go there, right? So I went to this shop and I went in and I was like, oh, I just want this clapper board. And the guy goes, is that it? And I was like, yeah, man. And he was like, just that. And I was like, yeah, man. I was like, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I just want this. And he was like, yeah, yeah, it's fine. And as he's tattooing it, bro, he's just scribbling like this, big black fucking blob on my arm. And he's like looking up at the clock and he's like, and I went, can you just like look, please? And he went, I know what I'm doing. And I was like, all right. And he just carried on. I was like, what the fuck
was
is
that your first place? Was that your first one?
Or no, I was just like maybe five or six in, maybe.
Okay.
But like he started tattooing it and like it's a bit wonky and it's like a black blob. Anyway, I come out and I was walking with my friend around the thing and I was like, this tattoo's shit. I was like, it's a fucking shit place that. And he goes, what'd you get there for? And I was like, well, you all got tattoos there? And he's like, nah. And he points and the tattoo shop they went to is over the road, bro. Oh. The tattoo shop I went to got shut down 2 months after I got the tattoo, bro. It was shit, yeah. And the guy, like that whole time, and I was like, did everyone go
he
there?
He was literally counting down to the shop closing.
Yeah. And he's like, why is he coming in here? Like, I was so pissed off, bro. Not that it'd been much better, but I just feel like I could have got it done better. Like, this is all white ink, but because of my skin, it's just gone... Shit. Yeah. But
what's on your wrist? It looks like a website. Oh, Wanderlust.
Oh, that's the most white girl tattoo.
Why have you got Wanderlust? It's in the same font as Tumblr.
Yep, I've seen it on Tumblr. Fully seen it. Like, well,
you actually seen it on Tumblr?
Bro, it's like my third tattoo, yeah. And I saw the picture and probably a woman, holding a compass, yeah, like this. And she had Wanderlust on her wrist. And I was like, oh my God, I want to travel to oh my God. I was like, do it like this. And like, honestly, it's like, I don't regret it because I don't regret any of them, but like, I just do it. And you know what I did?
What?
I got a compass and I recreated the picture and I tweeted it. But that Twitter's gone now because of the embarrassment. One thing I posted on it. I was like, oh my God, I want to try. I got a compass here as well. I was like, oh my God, in case I get lost. It's like the fucking dumbest shit.
Does all your tattoos have a meaning or are they just cool or a bit of both?
Like? I'd say like, honestly, like I think they look random from the outside, but the more you like depict them, I'd say like 80% have meaning. Obviously these are sort of just like patterns and stuff like that. I've got like a line that just goes all the way down my spine. I don't know what I thought it was, just in case I need an operation and nowhere to go. I don't know why.
That's what Conor McGregor's got.
Yeah, he's got like, but it's just a line. Like, goes straight to my ass cheeks. It's just a line.
Right, all the way down.
All the way down.
Did that hurt?
Yeah. Scissors, like, cut here.
Yeah, I want to get like it built on, but like I've just done a black line, so I don't really know where to go from here.
I seen a tattoo of a guy who had like two fingers stuck together, and he got like the cut here thing.
Oh, yeah, that's sick. People get it on their toes.
Sick.
People have like toes stuck together.
That's
fucking
awful.
If your fingers are stuck together.
No, like
yeah.
Oh,
what are you gonna do
like
to it?
Fingers?
Like you? Yeah. Like born like that. So
oh, he was
like
born like that. I thought you meant like you'd done it and then.
Oh
like
no!
All
oh,
right.
Like
some
like
customization.
So then he got tattooed like cut.
Yeah. Oh right, that's fine.
All right, that's fine. I thought it was more of just like he could just do like a Star Trek.
Yeah.
I was just like you're an idiot.
Nah, most of them have got meaning. To be fair, most of them have got meaning in somewhere or another.
Right, well, do you want to take this into the audio only?
Yes, I think we should do that.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Should we put the pre-save link in the description?
Yeah, right? Just please pre-save his new song. It's very, if you don't listen to it, it's very enjoyable music.
Yeah, and Lewis, do you want to take it into the audio only?
Yes, everyone, go over to Spotify and Apple Podcasts, preferably Spotify, so we can get that money. Thank you. Head over to Antisocial over on Spotify, and we'll see you there. Yes.
Beautiful.
Welcome back to the audio-only version of the podcast. We are joined today with King Lulu. He has been talking to us for the whole podcast.
That's about a new everything.
One. Yeah, it's a new one. We have also been informed by Cuck Lulu that he's lost all of his money.
Don't say that. My mum listens to these. She'll be like, Lewis, is everyone going to get...
Does that say 5 mil up?
Well done.
Bitcoin's down to 20 grand again. Fuck me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't think I'd ever go back to that.
I have no idea what that even means, but unlucky.
Was it like 34, like 2 days ago?
Yeah. So basically...
Cam, have you got any questions for us?
Yeah, we've got questions.
Lewis.
Do you want me to...
Do you want to ask a question first? You ask a question, Cam.
Okay, right. Lewis, be honest with this one. Adam Longbottom has asked...
Isn't that the name from Harry Potter?
Yeah, Teeth Brother.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. What's the worst thing that has happened whilst you've been in TGF? I imagine, like, with TGF?
Like, probably, like, in a video and stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. There's a few, like, little things. I haven't, like, had any major injuries, like, yet. When we, like, went down the hill in the tyres, that was, like, horrible. Like, I've had concussion, like, 4 times.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So when you get concussion, is it, like, that's the end of the video, lads? Or is it, no, let's do that again?
Well, you don't really know till like, the next day. Like, the next day is when you find out. Or you know, like, when you hit your head, you'll know, because you taste, like, iron.
Yeah.
And then, the next day, you just know that you've fucked it. Like, you can't move your neck and stuff. I've had that a few times. When we did the chocolate hot chocolate in a car video,
yeah,
I had a marshmallow go in my ear, and I couldn't get out for ages.
Oh, and the little ones?
Little marshmallow stood in my ear, all gooey, and then dried out in my ear. I couldn't get it out. Like, for, like, a week. And then eventually, like, I just got it with some tweezers. Like, oh, well, I was trying before, but I didn't want to push it in.
That's
so
gross.
I was kind of waiting until it fell out. I wanted it to just fall out, but that's it didn't, grim. So I went in and got it. But nothing that bad, to be fair, really.
Nothing that bad, just a few concussions.
Yeah, a couple like little cuts and bruises. But like when we went into like, we did like the moving van videos, they're always so painful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I had to get out.
Ridiculous.
I had to get, the last one we did was like a Christmas calendar one. And
they always look fun.
I think the thing is, they kind of do. Like that's the thing. Like if you look at them like from like a non, like not feeling like a human perspective, and you're seeing these people fly around, you're like, oh my god, like how much fun they're having, how much it hurts being thrown around in the van. And like I had to get out because I just threw up. But like I'm a vegetarian, yeah. Like I'm not like super like, it's just like that's my eating preference. I don't take it any deeper than that. But when you're rolling around in the back of a van at 40 mile an hour in squashed up sausages, yeah. I got out, yeah. I've got a concussion. I got a cut on my elbow, and I'm covered in meat. Like I just threw up all over the place. Me and Axel were outside throwing up, and they carried on for the video. But that was probably the worst.
That's the worst thing that's happened.
Yeah, it's not that bad, to be fair.
Did you not throw up in the mixer that I didn't mean bit?
No. Well, you can't put that on YouTube anymore. So
do you ever?
I got out.
Do you ever like before a video like that? Are you ever like, okay, I'm going? Do you ever think in the back of your mind something bad's gonna happen? Are you just like, no, this is gonna be great?
Oh yeah, like sometimes like we'll stand over for videos like. And then we'll go, what's up, guys? And then you just go and you just... But once you're in it, like, it is fun for a bit because we usually have, like, a build-up. So when we do, like, the... There was one we did, like, a Demolition Derby video and, like, I got a really bad concussion from that. I was in, like, a KA that I bought from this random guy in, like, Telford, yeah, and it was, like, the loudest thing. It sounded like a Lamborghini, yeah, and it come around the corner, it was this little ball of tin and with wheels on it, and I was in this KA and, like, literally as soon as we go at the end to do the Demolition Derby, someone rounds into the back of us and the window was down. And so there's like, you know how like a window shit like that, and there's like a bit behind it like that. Mm-hmm. And I literally went bang like that, and smacked my head straight off it, like a full on like 30 mile an hour crash, like smacked my head off the thing.
When the car's like fucking, the bonnet smoking and shit in that.
Yeah, they set on fire, yeah. Well, most of the cars set on fire, yeah.
A different breed,
yeah. I love that.
But it was like, it's like fun when you're in it. It's like the next day like usually hurts after most videos, but like, yeah. It's like Jay and that, they do the worst thing, so they have to get put through it, but yeah, usually I just escape.
Kind of team.
Yeah. It's bad.
I like that. At least it's a fucking story. It's like entertaining.
Yeah. And like when my kids ask like why I can't move my legs anymore, I can show them the videos.
I can show you where the brain damage come from. I can pinpoint it back.
Do you want to ask another question or do you want to do a life advice?
I've got one. So basically we have an email where people send in life advice. Lewis, where can they send life advice into?
It's a life advice and a social podcast at UK. Thank you.
Thank you for the enthusiasm. That was class. The question comes in. They've said, hi, I hope you're all okay and it'll be good and very nice if I could get your advice.
Okay.
You should have proofread this, but in 2019 I dated my ex around 4 months for a bit of context. Anyway, I recently realized that I still have feelings for them and I denied that I have really for the past 2 years now. Wow. They broke up with their ex in April of this year because they still had feelings for me. I know this through a friend. However, during the gap of them breaking up with their ex to now, I've been in a relationship with a guy. Let's call him Gary. So, she doesn't respect this guy. She's calling him Gary. Me and Gary dated for around a month until around a week ago, I broke up with him due to not feeling uncomfortable about being a heterosexual relationship. So male, female. Because of that, I feel like my ex and I still have feelings for could have moved on. What the fuck do I do?
So they're both single?
I think they're both single at this point.
So there's only one answer. All right. They're you've got two options here, right? Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Never know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or tell them, then they know. Like, I think just knowing is the best thing. Like, even if you message
the black and white approach.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then it's basically... Because then you know whether to move on or not, because you've got a tattoo that says that, don't you?
Move on.
So something like that.
Yeah, I do. I just don't know where it is.
Oh, God.
My neck.
Yeah,
is it this
side? Yes.
Yeah.
It's on the right side of your neck.
That should have been the quiz because I got if you close my eyes and ask me what that is, well, I have no idea.
That's a fucking good quiz.
Yeah, I think, like people like to overcomplicate things and I think it's easy to do when you're in those situations, but like
especially
if you
when
just
you're
go
younger.
Like that. Yeah, especially like, if you just go like that.
Is the best policy kind
of
thing.
Like you either know or you don't, like there's like no way of doing it. Like you approach them like however you feel comfortable, never slowly, like a few photos, double like. You know, you like one and then you like the other one. They go, all right, they're in.
Yeah.
They're on the Instagram now. You're never going to get them twice on the feed.
They're
right?
looking. They're looking.
Yeah. Do that and then see if it's reciprocated. If you want to operate that way, I would just go, oi. What are you doing?
You'll do a J.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, what are you up to? I want me to change your life.
It's like, just like, I'm single, you're like, not for long.
I just go, just message him and just go like, look, I heard the word that you like me. Mm-hmm. Let's fucking go.
Jeez,
that easy?
That's fat cock energy.
I don't have that. I don't have that energy.
That's how we get to the mums.
Yeah.
Just slated mums DMs.
Chode.
The mums don't ask. They care about feelings, you know?
Feelings.
Yeah. Mm. Young people, they're like, how big's your penis? Not very. Mums, how are you?
How emotionally how emotionally available are you?
Yeah.
You got a lot of love to give?
I need that.
I've got three children I've got to look after as well. Your daddy?
Yeah, that's when I run.
Run.
Cam, next question, Cam.
I'm going to go for...
Favourite porn I can see.
Heffy Boy said, what's your favourite porn?
I think
what a contrast.
I think I'm quite vanilla with porn.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been in all the areas. You know what I mean? Like,
you've explored?
Like, yeah. Like, I'm just being honest.
How far have you explored?
Oh, I've been there. Yeah, I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
I mean, he's been to, like, the 19th page of Chatterbait. He's been
my
there.
My thing is, like, nah, not even that. I've searched them.
No,
like,
I've been
just
there.
Need to know. Sorry. Like, I just, like, sometimes you just got to know, but I've always come back to, like, the most vanilla shit. What? Cuddly missionary. Now, like, I'll just literally watch, like, I'm just a classic, like, I'll search just doggy sometimes.
Just doggy? You'll search like doggy?
Yeah.
I mean, if I go on Pornhub, I don't go off the main screen. I just literally do that. And if I don't like what I see, I refresh. I use Pornhub like I use YouTube.
Are you, like, a recommended whore?
Yes, no, but, like, literally like YouTube. I mean, I don't wank on YouTube, but, I mean, like, YouTube.
You don't use your subscriptions feed. Well, you do. You have a problem with that.
No, I mean, to be fair, like, I'm happy to talk about that. Like, for you, when you're saying, like, you're very vanilla. You always return. It's like Home Pussy, you know the song Home Pussy?
By Deep Block Europe?
Maybe.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So maybe like returning back to your Home Pussy. You can go out and explore. So for me, I was saying to the boys, I had a problem where I just kept buying OnlyFans.
I've been there.
I deleted my account the other day because I was like, I'm spending way too much money on this.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done it in ages now. But yeah, I had, like, when I first found out OnlyFans, like, there was something. Do you know where it started? Me and my friends, we went on this night out, and someone that was in our, like, she was in our school, and she just sit in the library, bro. Like, no one ever spoke to her. And, like, she started OnlyFans, and everyone's like, oh, now I need to see what that looks like.
Was she going mad, or was it just more like the lewd stuff?
No, it was straight up like everything.
Fucking mental.
And this is someone like just went to our school, and it started from there. And then like I started finding another account. It went deep.
Yeah. Bro, we are the same then.
I pulled out quick though.
Yeah, I had
not like
out.
Well.
No,
not
actually. You dipped in, but then you pulled out.
I dipped in, but I was out quick.
Charlie says when he buys them and then he does his shit and then afterwards he feels
canceled.
Like 15 quid gone.
So
what I used to do is I'd sit there and like, I'd be on Instagram or something and I'd see like a picture of a girl and I'd be like, oh, mad. And then she's got an OnlyFans.
And then I'd be like...
But then my head's already like, the blood's rushed to there. I've lost all control.
They look at me like I'm a freak.
Bro, I've lost all control. I buy it, yeah. And then what I do is I just like, well, that's, I'll fuck that. And then I have to unsubscribe to them straight away.
Yeah, like, I do prop, that. I post my clarity.
Yeah, and do you know what? I never even like go back to the same person. Mm. That's what's so bad.
No, I had like 12 people subscribed to
me. Oh, that. Bro, like I was deep at that at one point. Oh. Yeah, I'd have, I guarantee like in some months I spent like 400 quid on it.
Fucking hell, you bastard. Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
Not in the vast, like...
Yeah, you've helped me here, because I feel like I've
no, I'm fucking vulnerable. Weird.
No, that's right. I am too, but clearly not as weird as you, but I love that. That's all right. We're all right. We're the same, bro. That's cool.
But was this a question? Porn? Yeah.
It was your porn.
Okay, pussy, man.
Here's my thing. Like, I went from porn. Like, when you're younger, yeah? You just search
tits,
right? Ass. And you go there, and then you venture out, and you just try all this other shit. And
that
you
gets boring, doesn't it?
You go back to tits. Ass. Just ass.
You just type in
bitches.
my first porn site I used to go on was called bigtitsroundasses.com.
No. Mm. That's
straight to the point.
No, because I just found it and then I just...
Big tits round arses.
You know what the mad thing is?
What was on that website?
Big tits.
Round arses.
And pancakes. Pancakes? Pancakes? I don't know what I'm trying to say.
And pancreas.
Pancreas porn.
We've all been there.
Don't get me started on that.
No, I got caught when I was like 12 or something using my mum's work laptop for porn because I didn't know that you could see history. Bro. So she went to type in something and it's just vroom.
She's got a pin in her stomach. She's like, pancreas problem.
Bro, oh my God. I did like nearly that, yeah. I was like a bit savvy, yeah. So I was deleting my history. But like at this point, like my parents had gone out. I got like, we had like a family laptop, right? Like we just had one laptop, and like I literally took it into the bathroom, yeah, to like watch porn. So I'm in the bathroom, like we've like, we used to have like a shelf that was right opposite the toilet, set the laptop up, had a viewing situation. It's like Odeon. Do you know
and
what
you're
mean?
Actually on the
Please
other tab, you're
quiet.
On a family Skype call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. They were in there. No, and like I was literally looking at it and I like just did my business and my mom came home as I did it, but I'd finished. So I just closed the laptop and went out and I was literally sat in the living room. Mom comes in, she goes, "Why's a laptop in the bathroom?" And I'm going, "What? The laptop's in the bathroom?"
Well, that's a mad question, though.
Like, now I'm older, like, I reckon she knew. I've never spoke to her about it, but like, I was just like, I have not touched that. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Wait, was it like out loud as well? Like, I've heard phones in.
I don't know whether she heard it or not. Like, I heard it in the house. I don't know how long they
just
did
having
that.
A shit. You're like, "Aah!"
Yeah. I don't know how long they've been back. I don't know. I just heard them in the house and I come back out and then mom finds a laptop. Like, it was literally like hours later. What's a laptop in the bathroom? And I was like, "Pfft.
Beats me. Must be these fucking
Have
pixies.
Have you ever heard of fucking ghosts?" It's one of them. Yeah, that was it.
So that's your favourite porn, just vanilla?
Yeah, I'm just pretty vanilla.
Just return the bath. Heffy boy, I hope that answered your question. Should I ask a question?
Yeah, I do think...
Like face, or?
I think you'll be happy with that answer.
I've got a question here. I can say this person's name because it's clearly not their name unless it is the second coming of Christ. It is Jesus Lord has sent an email saying, it's come from a Huawei mobile, but okay. "Hi lads, got shafted by a tendonitis, so can't use my hands." So clearly wanking's off the agenda. "Podcasts are my only hope since I'm stuck with people who don't play football, so thanks for that. Have you ever got to deal with any shit like this? Or know anyone you know?"
I feel like he's just wanted to vent to somebody, yeah, and he's just vented to us for no reason.
Do you think he's on about wanking?
I think it's cute. I reckon he's just said what goes on in his own head in a fucking email. That's just his fault.
That's his issue.
No, I think that's just his issue, mate. I just think he's just got tendonitis. Like, he just wants to talk to us. I just want
to
make
get
him feel happy.
Get to the doctor, get some pills. I have tendonitis in my wrist, mate. It's okay, it'll go away.
Wow, you're invalidating his feelings right now, mate.
I'm not. I'm
giving
advice.
He's like giving him optimism.
It'll be all right. I said it'll be fine. Just don't pull stuff.
Don't pull stuff.
Yeah.
Like an udder.
You can push with tendonitis, but you can't pull.
He can probably play like Xbox and that, can't he?
Yeah, of course he
sure,
can.
Yeah, surely. Yeah.
Unless he's aggressive.
Do you reckon if you've got tendonitis, you can milk a cow?
What?
So do you reckon if you've got tendonitis, you can milk a cow?
I don't know if it'll be first on your list.
Yeah.
Have you ever milked a cow?
No, I can't say I have.
You probably...
Do you know?
I have, but I had to close my eyes when I did it.
My
when I was young.
Well, you imagine it was a dick.
It was weird.
Oh.
No, I had to milk a cow and then I had to put it in my mouth.
And it wasn't a cow?
It was a cow, but I had a blindfold on, so.
Oh. And one other. Must have been disabled.
Cows have rights.
I made a TikTok about this once, but I think cows were like my sexual awakening. Like, I didn't want to fuck a cow. I wanted to be a cow. And when I was younger, I used to imagine being a cow and being milked. I swear to God, I made a TikTok about this before, and people generally were like, "Oh, that's cap, like you're joking." I swear to God, I used to dream that I was a cow when I was getting milk.
There was this girl that my girlfriend used to follow, and she was an OnlyFans girl that did all this stuff, and she had one of her personas, or fursonas, should I say, was being a cow, one of them. And one of them being a kill and being milked in it.
That's so
I was going to ask, has that ever transferred to the bedroom?
No. That is a porn, isn't it? Like, people do get milked.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've been on that.
I don't think a friend of mine,
but she's now a friend of ours, called Izzy. She likes to dabble within strange things, but she will advocate for the fact that she's very good at milking.
I don't think that's for me, to be honest. No, but it hasn't translated
just
whatsoever.
Just whack them on a table and then they just wank you off under the table. Kind of thing.
No, I'm good. Thanks for offering, though.
I mean, fair enough. The offer's now there, apparently, but you can decline it. It's fine. It's okay. I'll cry myself to sleep tonight.
Hey, I've got a more of a serious question. What's one thing he wants to accomplish with his music?
I don't have a limit of where I want it to go. Mm. I'd love to be on the biggest stages I can possibly be on. I would love to be on James Corden's show. That's the goal. I won't be as good as this, but
fuck off, James.
That's good. But I think performing on James Corden and a big stage at Reading or a big stage at Glastonbury or something like that. Just stuff like that would be so sick. That's my dream.
The thing is, for you right now, anyway, the small stages. At festivals and stuff is not unattainable at your size that you are right now. Like,
probably it's too, everyone's booked now, but like next year, definitely within that. Like, yeah. Say for example, like KSI, obviously nowhere near the same size, yeah. But he would never have thought 2 years ago he'd be playing main stage. Yeah, and he's doing Reading main stage this year.
There's bands and like small stages at Reading with less streams than me, to be fair. I think my only thing this year is because I've switched music in like December. Mm-hmm. So I've only really been doing this music for like 6 months, really. So like I didn't really give myself time for anyone to know that I was going to be consistent with it. I don't have enough for a set yet, even still. So I'll just take this year.
It's
quite
an expensive
thing.
You probably need to look at some sort of management at some point, unless you want to do
fully. Probably. I do want music management. Yeah. In terms of social media, I think I'm doing all right. But with music, I definitely want management. But one thing I've got told by all the people is just like they'll come to you, and that's the best way for it to be, because it means they've like you're not reaching out and like forcing yourself on someone, and they'll go, we'll have them. But someone's gone, no, I want that. I want you.
Yeah.
And I want like to make you do well. So
I get that.
Yeah. So I'm just weighing it out, really.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Good answer to the question.
That's a good answer.
I've got a life advice.
Another fucking one.
Do you want to do the life advice or no?
I'm okay to wrap things up. We've got a while of me.
Yeah, we've got one more question to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay. From Dead 666667.
Positive.
Seven. Drop the skincare routine.
I literally don't. I just don't even wash my face at night. I just get into bed, bro. I just shower. I don't use any products.
Good skin.
I used to have like bad acne. I had really bad skin. I used to use all these products, and I was like, oh, fuck it. And I gave up, I stopped using all the products and it went away.
So you're saying that the products gave you acne?
I don't think that's the same for everyone. I'm not saying like give up your products if it works, but like I don't even like wash my face before I go to bed anymore. Like I'm a tramp. I just get in bed and like I could have been like sweating, whatever. I'll wake up in the morning, I'll just like wash it with water in the shower and I'm good.
Do you run at anything or like do any exercise?
No. I used to.
Because normally that helps as well.
For my whole life, I did martial arts from when I was like 5, 6 till I was like 20. So I always used to exercise and stuff and climbing and that. And like, even like then, like I'd go climbing and then go to like MMA and then I'd just go home. And
I'm sure you are a Brummy version of me, but with tattoos. It's very concerning.
Oh.
He wasn't very happy with that.
Was that a threat? He's like, they can't be two of me. I'm taking him out.
I'm going to shoot you.
not again.
You're fucking dead.
Thank you.
I wouldn't. Do I look like I'm in a gang? I am. That's the true answer. Back up.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Well, I think that's a good way to end the podcast now. That was shooting everyone a joke.
Everyone, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify to be notified of future uploads. And check out Lewis's links in the description.
New song out, 28.
New song. What's your Spotify? It's just Lewis, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just L-O-U.
L-O-U.
L-O-U. L-O-U. L-O-U. Go find it.
L-O-U.
Thank you very much.
L-O-U. L-O-U.